This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, what's up? This big boy, one half of the Mighty Outcast, and you listen to the hip hop show on FUBAR Radio. FUBAR. Yeah.
Either by bus, plane, train, 15 passenger van, another show, then we must go. Let's get there fast as we can. We just trying to spread love when we come into your city. Some look at us shitty, but some bitches show us they titties. So I love my job, don't have to piss in the cup. They tell me to straighten up because of all the kids and stuff are gonna be there looking at you perform. So keep your lyrics calm, they might be there with their mom. And pops, you need to drop something clean with no cussing. But my shit is but nothing, don't wanna hear these parents fussing about your filth, Florence Fields. And you holding your crouch. Nobody wanna hear about what you wanna poke in their mouth. But that ain't what it's all about. I'm simply trying to have fun. Trying to break a leg, preferably my third one up in your back. They ask, how can you stand there proud and bow? Knowing there's a little child in the crowd saying, who is the man, mama? On stage with a brew in his hands, mama. Don't you think he's being rude to the fans, mama? Grabbing his nuts, look at him doing it again, mama. He's doing it again, mama. Who is that man, mama? On stage with a brew in his hands, mama. Don't you think he's being rude to the fans, mama? Grabbing his nuts, look at him doing it again, mama. He's doing it again, mama. Yeah, I know something other than just pussy, alcohol, and reefer. You must uplift the public. And they'll give love back. Like just last night, I got my nuts licked. Ugly bitch in Lubbock. She hugged it and she rubbed it. Fine, big red hoe. But now my dick head so. And we got another show in the Yo, Ohio. It's kinda nice. I've been there once and got my dick sucked twice. Me and my penis and my microphone are working hard so I can get my lights back on. Most people don't understand all the problems, pressure, and pain. They criticize and try to make you feel less of a man. But look at these balls. They're so big. The hairs on them look like two big old Afro wigs. No need to get alarmed. I don't mean no harm. If you got your kids with you and they tugging your arm saying, who is the man, mama? On stage with a brew in his hands, mama. Don't you think he's being rude to the fans, mama? Grabbing his nuts, look at him doing it again, mama. He's doing it again, mama. Who is that man, mama? On stage with a brew in his hands, mama. Don't you think he's being rude to the fans, mama? Grabbing his nuts, look at him doing it again, mama. He's doing it again, mama.
Man, whatever happened to the groups like Manhattans and the Spinners and Temptations and stuff? These little motherfuckers around here, they just want to fuck, drink, and cuss and carry on. Look at them up there smoking weed.
Oh, what's wrong, Pops? I mean, you act like you never had the temptation of smoking a little weed down in Manhattan, drinking a beer, boning a bitch, you know, while you spin around. You know, but maybe you never smoked bud like I smoked bud. Maybe you never felt as high as I felt. Me and my coffee brothers just keep blowing and blowing and blowing. And if you got some shawties, could you make them stay home? Unless they wanna see some grown niggas shaking they bone. I know it's morally wrong, but see, I'm known for passing doobies to my brothers, getting my family stoned. I'm glad it's nighttime, the right time to get high. We reaching for the sky on earth, that's too much wind for the fire. We out here in the parking lot, knocking out the last corners of drink we had since yesterday from somewhere in Arizona. We wanna be cool, we're not a gang, just trying to hang with the people and drink and maybe exchange slang. We love music and we need the fans, need touring, but one thing we don't need is badass children saying, who is the man, mama, on stage with a brew in his hands, mama? Don't you think he's being rude to the fans, mama? Grabbing his nuts, look at him doing it again, mama. He's doing it again, mama. Who is that man, mama? On stage with a brew in his hands, mama. Don't you think he's being rude to the fans, mama? Grabbing his nuts, look at him doing it again, mama. He's doing it again, mama.
Yo, right now you're listening. This is bigger than a hip hop show, man. You're listening to My Stiggy and Sarah Love on Foodbar Radio. I'm Michael Parkinson. I'm always moaning and dealing with my kids, but you know what? You need to respect them because they play my shit.
Exactly. We are his kids. We'll forever be his kids. What's going on?
Dude.
Yeah.
Who
That's
was
right.
the man?
We had to start off with that, you know what I mean? Especially because last week I got to see him live.
I know. How was it?
Yeah, it was amazing, man. It was wicked. Really good to see. I saw him like 10 years ago, and that was his, I think that was his first time in the UK, but he was in a smaller venue, little Kilburn, you know what I mean? Dusty little venue. You know, you might have walked out there with something, you might have caught something on the way out, you know what I mean? Or roaches, you might find a roach just hanging on you. Anyway, that's not what happened to me. That's a friend of mine. But it was a smaller venue, more intimate, you know, like maybe about 100 to 150 people.
Oh, that's
you know
dope.
What I mean? So it's a lot smaller, but it felt like, man, this guy deserves more than this. You know what I mean? 10 years
Definitely.
Later, bam. So I'm glad I got to see it, man. Jazz Cafe was packed out. Everyone singing his lyrics.
Aww.
Even, you know them ones, they don't really know the old lyrics, but they're still trying to sing along.
Yeah,
yeah, there was a lot of that shit going on, so it was really good.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, so I bumped into Leaf Dog was there. Leaf Dog, BVA, you know, his brother Ill-Informed. There was a bunch of them lot there. So it's wicked. Even Pete Cannon and Syntax was there as well. So we're all enjoying this Devin the Dude show, man.
The heads
it's pretty
came
crazy.
Out.
Yeah, man.
That's ill. What, was he with a band or was a
no,
DJ?
No, it's just like, him
what?
With his DJ. I don't know who the DJ was, but boy, he was cool, but he looked like he was really amazed at how the crowd were going crazy for Devin. It felt like
wow.
maybe crowds aren't as rowdy as they usually, because his stuff is pretty smooth, as you can see from that track we just played, which is called Who Is The Man?
Yeah, Mama.
Who's the man, Mama? That's from the album Just Trying to Live.
But before we get carried away on our Devin the Dude hype, let's say a big thank you to man like Ian Boldsworth.
Yep.
It's our first time seeing him since the bank holiday. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR.
Yep.
Last week we were away too, and the last show, though, that's definitely worth listening back to. We were joined by Flip Tricks in the studio, Nova. We had some ill talks, as well as Pudge from New York. So hit up the website, listen back, foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop.
What we got today, though? What we got for them today?
A more jam-packed
Did I
schedule.
Sound excited the way I said that?
It
I
did sound, yeah hype. Right, it sounds no, definitely sound hype, yeah. Now. We're going to be joined by Linguistics in the studio.
Yes, man, UK's own, live in the studio. Also, we're going to be speaking to another guy making a lot of waves, a guy named Token. You know what I mean? Some of you lot might not never have known nothing about. You should have, because this guy went viral. I think it was last year. He was all over the place, and he's still doing it every frigging week, it feels like. And then also later on, we're going to be joined by a man like Sam Gibbons.
If you don't know about Sam Gibbons, you're going to find out. He is the head honcho at Canisseur's CBD Oils and Products Company. And it's so funny because I swear, like, every week I meet someone where they either have had an experience that has changed their life with CBD, or they are dealing with something where they can, you know, be treated with CBD as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've been hearing about CBD bombs. Well, we'll have to ask him about this later because, boy, I...
As well as the open mic, of course, and all that good stuff. We love hearing from you guys as well. So email us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can get us on Twitter at Foodbar Radio. You can reach me on Twitter at DJ Sarah Love.
And you can hit me on the Twitter as at Mice Diggy, not my Stiggy. Stiggy. People have been saying Stiggy. That's the new one, yeah.
Yeah. The remix. And you know the other thing that happened since we last saw each other?
Hold on, let me guess. You know, like, there's a special lady in my life. Do you know what I mean? And she went to the motherland.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And she was dancing. Did you see her doing the dances? Shouts out to Theresa May. You know what I mean? She's getting her little groove on. Yeah, you see that? Yeah, she got moves.
Did
though,
you teach her that moves?
You see the hips. You see the hips, though.
You know what? I rate her for at least trying to dance. Woo. The first time. Like, she could have just stood there and clapped her hands.
That was like she was trying to try. That was not trying, boy. That was like, where's the stiffness? Like, what kind of arthritis does that to you?
Maybe Sam has some treatment for her.
Yeah,
later
she
on
better
in the
hit
show,
up
kind of
sores, boy. So out there, get some real life elbow grease. You know what I mean? Then CBD might help her out a bit. Give her look. Just holler at me, Teresa, man. I'll give you some rhythm.
I got the hook up. But no, then the second time she tried to drop the dance moves and it was like, okay, now this is getting silly. You're just doing this for attention.
Yeah, it was like, bruh, come on, man. She knows this shit's going viral. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm going to go viral again. She's trying to go Tekeshi 6ix9ine on this. Oh, boy.
But, yeah, other than your home girl.
Yeah, we just want to see the Theresa May, Donald Trump dance off, boy. Imagine how stiff-ass that would be.
Imagine.
It'd be like a cheesy what's it.
Imagine world politics was settled by the dance skills of the leader. Of the
later, that would be hilarious.
Africa would be running things. Yeah. It would be running things. But no, it was carnival as well, Mice.
Yep, of course. I was there.
I think we need to start the campaign for Bank Holiday Tuesday.
For real, innit?
Yeah, to after recover carnival. From. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Carnival was, that was an
did you
experience.
Go there?
Yes, I did. Yeah. It was my first time going for years.
Serious?
Yeah.
How did it feel?
Just crazy, crazy busy.
Yeah, it was busy, man, but I felt like it was still easy to get around. It wasn't too hectic, but I mean, to be honest, I was mainly on nearly said it again, Fun Bunch stage.
Oh.
Yeah, I got shot down for saying Boogie Bunch.
What? Why?
Because they're not Boogie Bunch anymore. They're the Fun Bunch, and that's been quite a while.
When did that happen? I never
quite
knew
a while
that.
Enough that I nearly got dragged off stage, boy.
What?
Yeah.
We'll have to bring them through to the show to break it down. I didn't even know that.
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
Doesn't but quite have the same ring to it.
It's still fun, though. Fun,
it is.
Fun Bunch.
Fun,
hey.
Fun, fun, yeah.
But yeah, so I was there with shout to Lyrical and Daz IQ. And we just had a whole load of fun for about 4 or 5 hours.
Aww. Enough on that, the Sunday.
Saturday.
On Saturday.
Yeah. Sorry,
okay.
Saturday. Monday. Hear me, Saturday. What the hell's going on here? Yeah, Monday. Monday, that
Monday
was.
Monday too, yeah.
Oh, so you was there on Monday?
Yeah.
See Sarah by the float, boy. The whistle.
I know. I kept it civilized.
It was good vibes, though, man. Good energy there.
Yeah, definitely. Now I was pleased to have made it this year.
Yeah, it seemed like everyone wanted to enjoy themselves. So that's the beautiful thing.
Yeah. And then don't you think that's so bait? Like the first headlines you see online about carnival, it's 125 arrests, this many incidents and that. And it's like when you compare the amount of incidents to Glastonbury.
Or even the amount of people. It's like,
exactly.
Sure, of course you're
gonna
get some
trouble. It's like an
eighth
of the amount of people who are at Glastonbury, but there's more arrests and things go down at Glastonbury than at Notting Hill Carnival. But then the first headline you see relating to carnival.
Which is funny because when you walk around, when you've been there and you haven't seen any trouble, you're just like, oh, come on, man. Let me write the news, bruv. Let me try it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not trying to mess up my carnival every year.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, we've got a jam-packed show today, so much to get through. And, you know, we always like to set it off with, you know, the positivity. Mm. Remind people of all the good things. Not only are we having this elongated summer, which apparently this nice weather's going to remain for another couple of weeks or something.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
We're getting treated all right around
here,
boy.
I know. It's global warming. I'm feeling it.
That English life, boy.
But
we're not that bad, though. Like, we're back, you know. As long as Ben can walk around, I still feel blench. You get me? Ben's been hitting the gym for the summer. If summer ain't done yet, then, boy, I'm good with it, you know.
But, Yeah.
Global warming.
Global
matters.
Warming rocks.
Global warming matters. That's what it does.
Yeah.
But yeah, you heard a track right there by Dev and the Dude. So what I was saying earlier was that it was pretty cool seeing, you know, and Leaf and them, Leaf Dog and that were like, yo, where we just came for the show. Aww. I bought my tickets yesterday. True fandom, you know, that's proper like rah, came all the way down from Glastonbury and that.
Aww.
And that's why in our next section,
yes.
I thought we'd give him a
big up.
Hey. You know what I mean?
That
shout out to
cool,
Leaf Dog. The reason why he went down there is because it was his birthday. His birthday was actually falling on the Saturday. So Saturday just gone. Shout out to Leaf Dog. This guy's done a lot of work out here, man. I remember speaking to him. I vaguely remember. He reminded me about it. But he said that on back in the MySpace days. Yeah? That just sounds, it makes it like Stone Age.
Yeah,
you're like, whoa, ironmongers and shit. Back in the MySpace days. He hit me up and I must have gave him some feedback on his beats. And he was saying, you know, that was quite inspiring for him. So I feel like I'm part of the reason that I'm joking. I'm joking. But yo, this guy Leaf Dog has done so much work out here. Obviously, he's a 1/8 of the superpower group 4 Owls. That would be 1/8, innit? If there's four of them. You're smarter than me with this. I know he's a quarter. My bad.
You confused me there. I was
yo,
like,
my digits,
eighth of the now, 4 Owls.
Hold on, I need to tear my digits. My digits is messed up there. You know what I mean? Right, so yeah, he's 1/4 of the whole ounce that is the 4 Owls. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yeah? That
yes.
Actually, it felt like it was flowing better.
That sounds like a rhyme in the making.
I just pictured buds of green here and there. But he's also like a crazy ass producer that's worked with a bunch of different people from U-God, MOP, Lord Finesse,
wow.
KRS-One. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Obviously, like, man like Mice Diggy. Skinny Man, Kalashnikov. And I'm always hearing that there's a new Leaf Dog project coming out. Always hearing that there's him working with so-and-so. So obviously, you know, he had the Rag & Bone Man EP that he did. There's other names that I don't know if I'm allowed to mention, but he was talking about them, or the people around him, I should say, were talking about them on Friday night. So I was really, so you know, I thought, well, let's big up Leaf Dog, man, because it's his birthday on Saturday. He's a grown-ass little man, you know what I mean? AKA the deformed wing. And boy, all we got to do is look out for this guy's name, and we know it's going to be fire regardless. You know, I'm biting my tongue here, but I do want to let people know something. That might be happening one day. I'm just not going to let it know now, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Really,
you know
you're going to tease us like that.
Yeah, I have to, because I don't know what's going on with this guy. But shout out to the Brothers of Stone and all the crew. Obviously, you know, BVA. Shout out to Ill Informed and all that crew as well, man. Everyone that's showing a lot of love to Leaf Dog, you're doing it for the right reasons, because I believe this is one of the guys in the UK that's helping a lot of different artists from up and coming to well known. Do you know what I mean? So, man like Leaf Dog. On your birthday, which was 2 days ago, but you know what I'm talking about. We give you a...
Oh, sorry.
Big up.
I'm on it. I'm on it, honestly.
I just pointed a finger in the middle of your forehead. You knew exactly what I was
saying. Exactly.
Talking about.
No, but I really respect Leaf Dog's work ethic as well, and
his
how he put to all the effort that went into this album, Dyslexic Disciple.
Yeah, boy.
You know, and gathering together all the MCs who are on this track, because it's nice to see that there's other people out there who adore these cats as much as I do.
Yeah, who care about them as much as you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I said it. I was like, only Leaf Dog could have put this together. I don't think there's any other MC that's, and not to throw shots, but as respected in that way as Leaf Dog is in the UK, you know, where people feel like, yeah, I'll do that for you, bro. Easy. That's light work. That ain't nothing. I think he's probably the only person who could have pulled that off.
It's crazy. I mean, when you just look at it on paper, it's like, seriously?
Yeah.
No way.
One track. Like, I can't say there's people, I used to be, yeah, I haven't done a track with Chester P. I'm not on a track with Phi Life Cypher, or, you know, so many different people, even Kalashnikov. But now I can't say that. All because of Leaf Dog.
So for you, Leaf Dog, it was only correct that we played this cut, The Legacy. Like, I think, you know, this is just an important song in the years of hip-hop output in this country as well. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking to Linguistics. He's going to be in the studio. We also have Token coming up. So much more on the way. So keep it locked to FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Yo. Check, y'all. Yo. Every man acknowledge my polish, metaphoric, graphic, logic and knowledge. It's like my brain is on anabolics. My sound is raw, I'm more Fostex and Panasonic. Man, I'm on this every mic, I smoke it like a bag of chronic. Panoramic picture portrayals, I'm known to prophesize. My potent poetic rhymes are perfection personified. Producing paranormal activity lyrically. My levitating literacy as you meditating literally.
Yeah. Beat specialist, 8-bar attack plan. Rely on this like your second time at a back scan. Attack mic stands like cat and our fans. Never squealing on the hook like Avatar lands. Everything I make bangs like a nuclear scientist. Looping to wrist bone samples to arsonist. Spark this vibration underground in celebration. If you're looking up to find space, there's no limitation. Yeah, I'm here to open your brain like a lobotomist. I'll jump out of a plane to stay on top of this. Around here we live by the wicked man theory. Eerie, pick a fix. Pickle brain apart, let it pickle in the jar. Lock, stop, traffic cop, knocked out for trying to stick tickets on the caravan. I'm that scallywag, vagabond, traveller man that reads tea leaves and casts spells like Saruman.
The hard borrower, spirit of Che Guevara. Rap bandit, see me riding the track on the Kua Harbor. This is karma, this dark guy lighting the dark sky. Spitting, I'm bringing pipe to rap a sight like I'm art high. Divine rhymer, lines finer than white china. Ill and I spit still, coming sharper than lime cider. It's real words, peace, stay puffing them ill herbs. Flipping the biggest thing just like it's written by Spielberg.
Free the music. It's been caged till it became raged and abusive. Escape on some new shit, sowing seeds like a dog with two dicks. Now they're seeing movements like some cockroaches moved in. Duke Nukem, drink liquor till this Duke's puking. Beat looping, speak truth and shit when it's suiting. The sheep trooping in the need to get by. Cause come see, come sign, no peas, no pie. Hey yo, I could do with two bun of the Buddha skunk. Cat, I'm chewing up, so just loosen the funk. Hoodie up and I'm screwing your mum. A ruthless cunt, true Anglo-Saxon words used from my tongue. Abusing my lungs, drinking juice and rum. So choose your way to depart this earth. I'm getting scared when my heart hurts. Hacking Barclays past words. I've got a parts first.
Beating off key. So many white boys on the track still. The Milky Bars are on me. Mr. Dairy Lee. Smoke cheese till my eyes turn so Chinese. I can barely see. Turn the beat into UFC blood sport. Food on the table. Money for the slumlord. We pop draw in large amounts, much more. Totally stone face. Mount Rushmore. High writing this shit. The sky scientist. Jack climbing up the weed stalk to where the giant lives. Kaleidoscope. Tight roping. Psychedelic cyclist. Eyes closed. Mind open. Isometric spiraling. Sad rappers play the hyperfetic violin. Ain't got time to grin, that's why humor stay as dry as gin. Superhuman with the mutant thing that lies within. Creeping through the sewers like reptilians with slimy skin.
Hit by a prick on the back, half ounce of chop. Shout bollocks like I absolutely can't be stopped. Take a Stanley to your string, a banana brownie top. And stick a green banana up your rinky dinky party slot. Pick a seat and you could get a free dick. Sit and keep dog like my Pekingese bitch. Mecca meat shit. I kick a rapper in a piss cloud, make the shit evaporate.
Yeah, I'm punch drunk, throwing jabs at a blurry shape. Learn my fate in the mud by the dirty gates. I set the bar high, fools aren't reaching it. You look feeble, kid, bro. Do you even live?
Spot me, bruv.
I spun spells on these dumbbells. Send them all back to the bench looking unwell. You have an issue with development. I'm guessing that's the reason why them fools stay negative.
Brainstorming, downpouring, soundboarding. If it's beef, I bring it to your crib like a housewarming. Raps is poignant. If a tad disjointed, that's a joint. Acting boisterous, cracking oysters. Find out the dozy. When they know me, eat the cannelloni. On the case like Axel Foley. All these rappers know me. Some of these trappers know me. I grew up right around the corner cause he asked your homie.
Slice of coconuts, topping up his isotopes. Mice is known to magnify your focus more. Rifle scopes, walking with the dead, soon sure to hit the ledge. Not a task at all to answer all the voices in his head. It's OJ before he stashed that glove, helping you reach your final destination quicker than your sat nav does. A bad man who has mad stunts and packs that punch. Just let him know it's never ending like a fat man's lunch. Mother lovers,
fuck your tweet, chatter your beak, your leaks pass up. Bet you if we catch you, you leak your weak bladder. When you're stranded, you're your peace and tell him not speak nada. This is piece of pieces, not sweet like it's pina colada. Or tropicana or any food that's from the Bahama. No banana, no pineapple, no mango, no guava. Nice lash, man. Back on my grizzle grind. For rizzle, for shankle, for shizzle, my nizzle, my name.
Couldn't sum this up like a monkey with an abacus. Mad dab since eradicating any abstinence. So far gone, I need some psychoanalysis. My bi-roll rights through these time code programmers. Live life in the balance like a tightrope fanatic. Flip lies low when the 5-0 hunt the cannabis. It's like magic with the puff of the smoke. High vanishes yet still pulls rabbits out of the hat like Paul Daniels.
Smelly bucket.
do you for your bread and butter? Slap you out your Ralph Lauren Teddy jumper, belly buster, lost your parent in over. Look, mate, I push weight, don't get toned up, munching a Tesco, throat looking like death warmed up. I'll send the thunder, lightning quick, time to split. Cold like minus six, we unite a pith, line of cheers, Heineken's and a tidy bitch.
It's Eric the Red, the uncontrollable, unmoldable, unapproachable, know it all. Your shit sounds watered down like it's soluble. Keep it low key like a crime that's unsolvable. Like a bowling ball spinning in the alley. Fuck wearing a bally, chilling in Death Valley. Await the finale like the heavyweight title. Without big wheels, living a life of survival.
The real powwow, not the fake vibrational. Lord Vow now quakes the foundational. Listen to the dawn with the Necronomicon in his palm. And the fire that he vomits upon. Hitch a ride, then the comet is gone. To a next star system with Orion girls dropping the bomb. All hail the mad titan, the scavenger of flesh, trying to court the effects of the avatar of death.
Chasing rappers like they owe me something. I just updated this one on some whole new function. They can't outrun me. I teleport and both you crumble. The forearm will make them disappear. Those two jumpers, these ain't steps, these leaps. Those humongous, you get trampled just for playing games. No Jumanji. Roll that dice and double when we roll up on him. You couldn't focus high enough to see the gold rock finish.
Little piggies pork belly for the carnivores. I'm out hunting with the dinosaurs. I'm twice the man of war. Your skin blisters, let me piss up on your poster board. Fucking egg fried gassing. Red face, rusty psychopathic sanyasin. The Buddha face, baby, two faking head bang. No life, the reunion without the brain taxing.
My slang's garrity, words of a dirty feathered blitz. Persecuting verses, emerging on empty headed kids. Burst your purse in a search for a piece of solid food. My world's a hurricane, surrounding me with solitude. How many sheep are here to count before I fall asleep? A twisted guy in a permanent type of war with peace. Supernaturally blessed with a dark omen. The sharp fin king of the start of your last moments.
Break beats and batter tracks.
No man, no man, no man, boy, boy, girl.
You gotta switch it up a bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, mate, do you know what I'm saying, mate? That's what they do.
No,
now.
But then often in America, they don't actually understand you if you speak proper England.
Proper England?
Yeah, because they don't hear English
mate,
often.
Fucking hell, mate. Oi, I'll tell you what, yeah? Oh, fucking
nah.
Butter be scones, mate.
Nah.
They, you can't
they
do
won't,
that.
No, they won't get it.
Pluck me pigeons, mate. Call blimey, governor.
Locked
they won't
pigeons.
Understand.
Yeah. That last car. Oh, was that new? Yeah, I was going to say, I hadn't heard that one before. But yeah. No, it was convincing. It was convincing. Leaf Dog, happy birthday. That cut the legacy with For Life, Cypher, Smellington, Piff, BVA, Cracker John, Jess, Jack Jetson, Dirty Dyke, Vertee, Sonny Jim. Most importantly, my Stiggy. Kalashnikov, Flip Tricks, Bill Shakes, Eric the Red, King Kashmir, Remus. Did I say Task Force?
Yeah, I think so.
But, I mean, what a collection of people. And even Estelle, as we noticed at the end.
Yeah, with the...
She was out of the country, but they got her in the cuts. Yeah. But, yes, it's the hip-hop show with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, my Stiggy. And guess what? We're joined by our... First guest?
Yes. Our first guest of the show. Welcome, linguistics. It's lovely to have you here.
What's going on, guys?
Man like linguistics. What's going on, bro?
I'm good. How are you? You alright?
Yeah, good, man. Just trying to get used to this weird, warm, cold weather.
It's switching up. This is a lovely, lovely, like, air-conditioned studio.
Yeah. But out there, it's just an ugly world, man.
It's a sauna.
It's an ugly world out there,
bro. We complain about it now, but in a couple months, we're going to be complaining more because it's cold.
Nah, I love the warm, but I just don't know what to wear, man. I'm out here with my thermals on, looking like a dickhead, sweating and shit. I've only been outside for 2 minutes.
I've got my cardigan in my bag. I was like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah, I put on thick socks, like a thick dick head. You know what I mean? I don't know what I'm doing to myself. So it gets a bit confusing when you're indoors. You're like, right, yeah, boy. I might keep the thermals on, you know what I mean? I bring the scarf. Then you get outside, you're like, oh, fuck.
It's
man.
Unpredictable. You can never
this
tell.
This is beach
weather. I wish I wore shorts today.
I know. That's. I like your trainers.
Oh, thank you.
They're dun, hot. Dun, dun. That's my all-time favourite shoe.
Is it?
Air Max 1s. Yeah, I'm battling you today, though.
Yeah,
I think we need to get a photo of our battle. If only Mice was wearing his.
Just don't tell her your size. That's all I'm saying. Don't tell her your size, because they might go missing. You might want to tie them up a bit tighter, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to time she likes them that much.
They might go missing. So you're here to talk about the EP.
Yeah.
Has it dropped already, you said? Or?
EP, so the single dropped last Friday. The single EP's out this Friday. It's called Self-Medicated.
Yeah, why is it called Self-Medicated, bro? Just, you can speak freely on here,
it was,
yeah.
It was, I always
say
speak
whatever
freely.
The fuck you like.
It was written around quite a hard time in my life. I was like, kind of struggling with anxiety and depression. Mm. And yeah, this EP was kind of my therapy. And kind of throughout that time, I was kind of medicating in various different ways, not all good but not all bad.
Okay.
So, you know, just kind of, yeah, it just reflects kind of where I was at that time in my life, I suppose. And it just, yeah, kind of, it's got a ring to it, doesn't it? Self-medicated.
Mm.
You know your audience.
I do know my audience.
But you come from a drum and bass background originally?
Yeah. Well, yeah, sort of. I started writing kind of hip-hop stuff when I was about 15. Was kind of more into hip-hop, and then kind of my mates got into drum and bass, and they were way more into it than I was. And then I kind of ended up getting a bit more into it. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of going to raves and that, and just kind of having a good time. And then I worked out that my hip-hop bars would go over drum and bass if I did it half-time. So I started doing shows like that, and yeah, kind of progressed through the drum and bass ranks a bit, and started working with a DJ called Friction, who I've been touring with for the last 7 or 8 years, which has been wicked. And yeah, so yeah, that's kind of the story, really. And then I've released hip-hop stuff before. I've done an EP called Free Speech, then one called Ups and Downs about 4 years ago. Mm. So this one's kind of like a return to kind of what I've done before.
And what, when you first got into drum and bass, was it called jungle then, or was it drum and bass?
It was kind of like jungle drum and bass. It was kind of like the turn
post 2000.
The
liquid was, before the liquid era.
Can
we turn that into a gif? Mice's facial expressions there.
I suppose it was more like
they sucked the soul way out of that bitch, boy.
I didn't know you could beatbox.
Apparently I'm good at drum and bass.
No, you know Mice, he used to be a jungle MC.
Yeah, I used to do MC to jungle, same thing. Yeah,
do you know what? I never knew that, man.
So was it when called drum and bass then, though?
No, it was called jungle. So right. With me, it was like I was always a hip hop head, and all like my older, everybody that was older than me when I was coming up, and so they were always teaching me about lyrics and about, like, you know, whether it be from N.W.A. to De La Soul or Master Ace or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then obviously in the air, like, I'm from West, and in our, you know, in especially Ladbroke Grove, West Kent, jungle was like the thing. Everyone was raving to it. And then we also had like a pirate station there. And so a guy that I used to rap with, Kruger, you know, I used to love him because he sounded mad English, you know, like mad, like, yeah, Cockney even, almost to that point.
Yeah.
But when he's talking, he's like, yeah, fam, you know, the but yeah, he's like, when he's doing, and so that really intrigued me. So we used to rap together. And then one time he was like, bruv, you should come on Transmission One. That was the name of the pirate station.
Okay.
And so he used to rap on there. I was like, oh, cool. And then so I rapped. I did some lyrics, blah 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 blah. But then later he started doing the drum and bass, like double time.
Yeah.
And I didn't have no. I was like, ah. And everyone boo boo boo. He's getting the wheel ups and all that. I was like, I need to learn this shit. You know? Yeah. So it's a similar thing where it's like, in the area, because everybody's about that, it almost felt like this is UK hip hop. This is what,
yeah.
You know,
I think
what I mean?
That drew a lot of people to jungle and drum and bass because they felt like, right, this is our identity kind of thing.
Definitely,
where it's not,
definitely. It's
not
a very British
distant.
British.
But
sound
after a while,
well,
I kind of felt like people don't really care what you're saying. You know, when it was like,
I suppose with the double time like stuff, MC wise, I was always more interested in the flow rather than the content. Whereas when I was listening to hip hop, it's like that's where the content is.
Yeah.
And
but, see, I didn't mind the flow thing, but I started noticing that, like, some people were getting away with some, like,
really bad stuff.
Really,
you're not
standard.
Even saying anything.
Well,
yeah.
They
name for no name. They're like megastars in this shit now, so I can't really.
But that's what I noticed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't call them out. You know what I'm talking about.
No, but I noticed that at Carnival this year, like I was thinking to myself, that's got to be one of the most played songs of all time history of Carnival is Original Nutter.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And then it was like crazy to me because you got these massive tunes at the moment, like, you know, big, whether that's Beyonce, Drake, whatever. But
yeah, it's mad.
The tunes that went off the most, it the was like the classic jams. Yeah, and that wasn't just because people know them well.
No, it's mad.
Like the impact, even Original Nutter, because I remember Original Nutter coming out and that was, to me, was sort of a more commercial tune.
Yeah, yeah.
For Jungle, yeah, it was. Like, him and General Levy, because they were the tunes that really blew. But then the hardcore, like, you know, 5-0 and all them sort of MCs, they were like dissing all that shit because they're going, no, that's the perpetrator. They're, you know, like they're selling it out kind of thing.
Remember his voice? Off, guaranteed. Always. I was gutted. I missed Carnival this year.
Aww. Yeah, what was you, man?
So gutted. I was, I had drum and bass shows with Friction, so I was, where was I? Hungary and then Creamfields and SW4 and then I got back on Monday and I was just so dead, and I had everything coming out last week. I was like, I've got to be in a good like state of mind. I can't be rolling through like a zombie into release week. But
so what do you prefer doing then, drum and bass, MCing or rapping?
They're so different.
That's why I asked.
Do you know, I haven't done a hip hop show in a long time, like good four or five years I suppose, with hip hop stuff.
But I'm more in the practice, like what do you prefer, the double time jungle drum and bass?
I don't really
stuff,
do double time bars on drum and bass.
Oh, you don't?
No, not really. Like I've got a couple, but kind of that's not really my thing. But I write a lot of my lyrics over hip hop and then transfer them onto a live drum and bass show. So I suppose writing wise, I prefer writing to hip hop beats, but that's kind of just how I developed as an MC. Like growing up, I always started writing over hip hop, so that's what kind of comes naturally to me. But I love making drum and bass tunes as well. Like that's why I've released a few over the last kind of couple years. So
when you do like a drum and bass tune, it would be a similar thing, like maybe 3/16 and a chorus, or do you switch it up a bit differently?
Yeah, no, it's the same, like same structure as a song. It's like if you do like a D&B set, then it's obviously different because it's a mix. But yeah, when I do a tune, it's 16 chorus, 16 maybe a bridge, like just. I don't know. I feel like you can just kind of do what you want now.
Definitely. There'll be a lot of happy people. Trump.
But no. So tell us about the solo EP though, because you've got quite an interesting mixture of people involved in this LP, Self-Medicated.
Yeah. So it's all like kind of come together over the last. I wrote it like 2.5 years ago, I reckon, and it's taken this kind of long to kind of get it all together to a place where I'm kind of happy to put it out, because it's all,
to be honest, that happens with everyone.
People
think it's weird, like, yo, I wrote this like 3 years ago. It's like, that kind of happens, man.
Yeah,
it's normal to kind of write and then now you're trying to set it up to come out properly. You want it to come out the way you know exactly.
So, my control freak in me comes out, but I just want everything to be perfect, you know, when you waited that long. But it's come from a really organic place. Like it's produced by a guy called Charlie P, who I grew up with. Mad talented producer. He's just done a couple of things on Georgia Smith's album, like worked with a load of other people as well. But we started working together when we were about 16, so we've kind of like come up together.
I see. So you got a childhood discount.
Yeah, of course, man.
Childhood Fred discount, but
yeah, big up Charlie. But yeah, mad talented. So he's produced it. We've got one of the tracks has got a singer called Albert on it, who's amazingly talented, beautiful voice.
Albert.
Albert. So it's all kind of just come from a really kind of organic place. So it's really happy with it and how it's all sounding. Just looking forward to people hearing it. And
why would, I mean, some people would feel kind of daunted to approach such a subject, you know, because that's quite an epic thing you're taking on. Like, how was it that you felt, you know, that you needed to tackle this on this release?
I think, like, purely from, like, what I went through from, like, a depression standpoint and, like, you know, I had, like, a pretty much full-on breakdown. Like, I was lost. I was gone. I was, you know.
Do you know what caused it?
It was a load of things. I realised, like, I went to see a therapist afterwards and I had, like, you know, for a long time and I kind of, you know, you kind of kind of went back through my life and tried to work out where these things were that pinpointed. And it's, you know, it's stuff that went way back to school, like getting bullied and stuff like that. So it's like, it was a mixture of stuff, but it's also just how I was dealing with it. Like, I wasn't medicating in a healthy way. I was doing a lot of running, which is a thing that's massively helped me. About a month after I like was at my lowest, I ran the London Marathon.
Serious?
Yeah. Okay. And found a I found a basic.
And that, well, I've been told not to clap people anymore.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, wow. But I'm sorry. That deserved the clap.
But big up. But yeah, so I ran that, and then through that, I found a running crew called Run Dem, which is started by a guy called Charlie Dark, who is a don.
Yeah, Run Dem crew.
Yeah, so that's it. So I found them through that, and then I joined Run Dem crew through that, and that's been a massive. That was a huge help for me, kind of building up my confidence again. And yeah, I can't remember what the question was now.
Well, it was just it was to do with like how you know what made you feel like you should
so
cover.
It's, I mean. Like I've seen, I suppose when I started to talk about it, I saw so many of my peers come back and be like, you know, I struggle with this, I struggle with that. And I was just like, this is everywhere. Why is no one talking about this? And not only is it everywhere, it's like people die from it. Like it's awful. And, you know, talking doesn't fix everything. But for me, it's definitely like the first thing to, it can spark a recovery. So I just think if everyone just talks about it and just can feel like they can talk about it to their peers, then that's never a bad thing, you know what I mean? So
I think communication is the key for all healthy relationships, whether that's a relationship with yourself or with your parents, with friends, with your husband and wife, but it's your interesting dealer. You with your dealer. It's interesting you saying
that. I knew that was gonna come.
No, it's interesting you saying like running, because there's quite a few people that I know where that's been a major way that they've like tackled their problems with depression and things.
It's a massive man. Running is a. I started running because I was like feeling low, and I thought, you know, I was like, I didn't feel like my life was together, and I kind of remember like going through like walking through a park, and you see a runner, you just think, that person's running, man. Their life must be fully together if they've got the energy. I'm just gonna start running. Then you kind of, you know, you join the running communities, and actually, you know, it's quite a common thing where people start running and start exercising because they've been in a bad place, and this is their. Kind of the way they kind of help manage their, you know, whatever they're trying to manage.
And seeing a psychotherapist, a friend of mine seeing a psychotherapist at the moment, he's like, everyone should do it. It's great.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And then he said exactly the same thing, that there was stuff that he had even forgotten about from like decades ago, kind of thing, that then.
Yeah.
Oh, and you understand like, oh, that's why.
It's crazy. It's like unraveling your mind. It's like your mind's in a knot and then. You slowly go back through stuff, and then you're like, "Oh my, I forgot that even happened," and like, of course that's bothered me, and of course, I'm like, why? How did I forget that happened? How have I never dealt with that properly? So it's like, it kind of got worse before it got better, because you open up a lot of wounds.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
It's like you open up a wound and you're cleaning it. You're getting, you know. And then
getting the maggots out.
But then I can imagine.
The wounds ain't that.
It can be,
but I can imagine. For a lot of people, that must be like a leap of faith, though. It's scary to take that step and actually say, "All right, I'm going to open myself up to all of this." Like,
definitely.
Well, potential trauma, you know, past definitely. Trauma sort of thing.
Yeah, totally. It's a scary thing to open up to someone. But it's, you know, for me personally, the benefits are just, you can't even measure them. It completely changed my life and the way I view myself and the way I view the world around me. You know, I still have my ups and downs, but like everyone else, that's kind of what life is, you know.
The difference is as well, because you've done all the running, like I remember when I started jogging, me and my friend, and then there was this one, we're jogging, we're like dying after two laps, and this dude's like lapping us, bam, bam, bam. I was like, right, look at that guy. You know what my friend said? He's like, yeah, that dude can bang. Yeah, I guarantee he can fuck the shit out of any chick, and that inspired us to keep jogging. So
that was your inspiration, yeah.
Young men. Young men. So all young men listening to the show.
There's a lot of testosterone in there. 15, 16.
I think my mum's listening to this, you know?
Oh, sorry, man. This is Free Bar Radio. Yeah, we are fucked up beyond all recognition. I'm not sure if you know this. Yeah. But we are mother lovers, so
yeah,
shout
exactly.
out to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Mummy Linguistics.
But then how does it, but music plays into like the healing process as well. Like I can imagine doing this EP, like you might
definitely
exfoliated
was,
a bit.
Yeah, 100%. It's it was my therapy. Mm. And there's, you know, there's more tracks that were written around that time which will come out probably at the end of this year or beginning of next year. So there's a lot of stuff, but it was that was really key to for me as well to keep writing. It always has been really writing. I feel like if you write something down, it's different to even talking to someone about it or like obviously going it over in your head, because but if you see it actually written down on a page, like you process it, and for me I always process it and deal with it in a way more kind of productive way, I suppose.
Definitely. Because I keep a notebook yeah. next to my bed. Yeah, so it's anything that's stuck in my mind, I sit up, I write it down, 100%. Then it's out of my head, then
I
can rest.
I started
rest.
Writing a diary. That was one of the first things my therapist told me to do was, she said, well, she said, record the sessions, which I did. And there's a sample of one of the sessions on a track on the EP, and it ends it on the track called Max.
So we're going to play a track now after EP, innit?
Yeah. Cool. We'd love you to hang out for the open mic if you fancy it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to come back in a couple of weeks and do the open mic once the EP's out.
Okay.
Once the EP's out. Because I want to come back.
No, smart. We would love
That's
to have you on,
guy,
on
right
the
there.
Open
yeah,
mic,
yeah, yeah.
definitely.
I really want to do it, man. I really want to do it. I've seen the calibre of the MCs you get on here. I'd love to come
Yeah, well, we'd like to have
definitely.
Some of that D&B flavour. Are you going to be going out to Sardinia this month?
I'm not.
For Sun and Bass?
No, I've never been to Sun and Bass. I really, really want to do it. I know.
But give the people a final plug for the EP. Self-medicated. Yeah, when's it coming out?
So the EP's out this Friday. Run is out now on Spotify, on everything. So yeah, go give it a listen, give it a share, show your mum, show your dad, show everyone. And start running.
Yes,
yeah,
thank
man.
You so much for joining
to
us today.
Bang, brother! I'll tell you that right now. Shout out to Linguistics, man. Wicked having you on the show, brother.
Big up, man.
Let's get into this
me.
Tune, man.
I left them. Oh, no, wait, here they are. I got them. Don't worry, it's cool. Yeah. All right, I'll be back in a bit.
Cool. Come and join me as I'm on top of the city, admiring the skyline. Light shine, no one about, just me and my mind. This bright mind that's only getting better like a fine wine. Words are signals you can connect with rhyming Wi-Fi. Yeah, the flow's coming like it's 9-5 before Facebook replaced real life timelines. Watching clouds pass, that's real life time flying. Look carefully enough, you'll be surprised what you might find. Yeah, they're scared to try it and fail. Started running for help and ended up finding myself. Had a cold heart, but put ice next to fire, it melts. And warm hearts do the same, that's what I did as well. Right now I feel free and not confined to myself. I'm just following the dots like someone's writing in braille. I run with family, I decide if you're riding as well. I learned I'd only want my family by my side if I fell. Yeah, our imperfections are what makes us amazing. That moment you admit them to yourself and you change them. That's you being your best, that's what everyone prays. No matter how tired we get, still we pick up the pace. Cause yeah, they say the past is the past, ain't no changing that. The gift of time's precious, ain't no way I'm wasting that. Time gets wasted on a daily basis and we fade with that. But spend it with the people you love, it feels like you gain it back, run.
Come to me, we can be.
Yeah, run with me and get lost in the city of bright lights. We drive past.
Run, come to me, we can be.
Yeah, run with me and get lost in the city like bright lights. We shine far. Yeah, and see it's crazy how the brain reacts. City living's got us stressed out, hard to stay relaxed. We're taught that money makes happiness, so we're craving cash. Working for a life we barely live, I state facts. And leave our mark on this city when we're running around. Crossing rivers, bridging gaps between the north and the south. They try to divide a city that's inspired by its grittiness. Its citizens stand together, united by their differences, yeah. My heart's pure, that's something they can never steal. Even though my mood changes quicker than the weather will. Don't act surprised when karma comes back to bite you. I know you ain't acting right, and man, this life is like the Ferris wheel. What goes around comes around. Hear the city street beat, it all starts from the underground.
It's a crazy life, realizing lately I got saved by people that I love, but they won't have to save me twice. They say the past is the past, ain't no changing that. The gift of time is precious, ain't no way I'm wasting that. Time gets wasted on a daily basis, and we fade with that, but spend it with the people you love, it feels like you gain it back. Run. Run with me and get lost in the city of bright lights. We drive past.
Run, come with me. We can leave.
Yeah. Run with me and get lost in the city like bright lights. We shine far.
Run, come with me.
Linguistics.
We can leave.
Charlie P. You know I love this one, Charlie.
Run, come with me. We can.
All my people running. Oh, you know what? Big up Charlie Dark. Run them family. Track East.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your people's Feral March. You know what it is. Queens, New York. And right now, you're listening to The Hip Hop Show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on Fubar Radio 1.
Oh, that was a nice chat with linguistics, wasn't it? Yeah, if you missed any of that, you need to hit up the website and rewind and listen again. It's myself, Sarah Love, got to send the shouts out. Sorry,
and myself, Mice Diggy. Who are you shouting out?
Isata Sheriff locked into the show.
Isata Sheriff!
Mike ST locked into the show. London Rooftops, Bass Register, Skylar Simmers, Dr. Pete. Hit us up if you want to get in touch. It's Fubar Radio on Twitter. You can also find me on Twitter at DJ Sarah Love.
And you can find me at Mice Diggy. Shout out to Cousin Joe. He's locked in. Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't Cousin Joe who said that about the running.
Nah. Okay. He's a bike rider.
Okay. He's got his own theories.
Yeah.
But on the line now, we're joined by our second guest. Token, can you hear us?
I can hear you. I'm here.
Yeah, you hear me?
Welcome to the show, Token.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What's going on? Can you hear us?
What's up, man? Yeah, I can hear you. You hear me?
Yeah.
Kinda. He's cutting out a little bit.
Alright, hold on.
Who are you on the cell phone?
Cell phone, mobile. You
see, is that any better?
There you go. That sounds like Tokyo right there. Oh, Sarah's trying to get popped off in here, boy. How many claps are you gonna Token, man, what's going on? Good to have you on the show, bruv.
Hey, thank you, man. It's good to be here.
Where in the world are you right now?
I'm actually in New Hampshire, in the middle of nowhere, out in this studio.
That's American New Hampshire. Do we have a New Hampshire, Nick?
It's actually called the Old Hampshire, the original.
The real Hampshire. Oh, you're in the studio at the moment?
Yeah. Well, I stepped outside, but I'm working out of a studio out here, and I'm literally, like, if you could see where I am right now, I'm just in the middle of nowhere, like...
It sounds like you're lost somewhere. He's like, yo, where? Which way is north?
I am.
Hello.
I am.
Send us a picture.
So what are you working on? You working on the LP?
Yeah, I'm working on the LP. Uh-oh. I've been working on it for a few months now. And just literally just staying out here and, like, I'm not leaving until it's done.
Wow.
And I'm really excited about it.
Man, this guy sounds, he always sounds like exactly like he knows what he wants. Where's that come from, Token? Where's that come from? You like, very inspiring.
Thank you, man. I mean, I know what I want to do with my life, and I'm lucky to have found that pretty early. You know, I knew when I was six that it had to do with words, and I knew when I was 10 that it had to do with rap. You know, so I'm lucky to know that and just put all my focus towards it ever since then.
Mm, me too.
So break that down then. When you were 6 years old, how did you know that words were something you wanted in your life forever?
I mean, I just, you know, writing, it kind of started as like just a diary in a way to, you know, express myself. And talk about things that, you know, I didn't want to talk about out loud.
At six years old,
you know.
What kind of issues did you have at what kind of issues did you have at 6 years old?
Just family stuff, man, and just like, you know, feeling like real, you know, I never felt like, not to be, you know, say what everybody else says, but I just really never felt like I fit in, like, in my school, and I never really had, like, a group of friends that I could, like, relate to, and it's not even as a bad thing. I just felt, you know, different, but when I was younger, I looked at it like a bad thing, you know, and then it brought me to writing, and then I realized that, you know, being different can be your gift. I mean, that's what brought me to the name Token. And, you know, so I started writing about how I was feeling and just started relying on it. And I was always a fan of, rap. And then when I was 10, I just started recording it. And I was like, first song, I was like, you know, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Like, no question.
That's crazy.
Am I allowed to ask you how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 19. You're allowed.
I'm allowed. No, but some people are like, no, they don't want to discuss like their age or something. Like, but that's no, because it puts into perspective for me what was going on when you were 10 years old.
Yeah, for sure.
No, you said you started writing when you were 10. Started recording when you were 10. Was that correct?
Started recording when I was 10. Yeah.
Yeah, so what? That's
these American kids grow up mad quick, man.
Well, we all grow at different times, man. It's like even like the little things affected me a lot when I was younger. I was just always like, you know, in my head a lot and just like, you know, like overthinking a lot, even when I was like real young. And you know, but that's what brought me to, you know, music. So I'm thankful for it.
You know what? I really was thinking about it over this last week is when you listen to the, like, how many guests we've had on this show. I mean, we were just speaking to Linguistics. Now we're talking to Tokenware. It's all these, like, really personal, honest stories kind of thing. And this is what we reflect in hip-hop. Like, you know, people articulating their truth. When you listen to pop music, I don't really hear much of reality in the charts that reflects the real life that we're living out here. Like, when we look at, you know, people are having nervous breakdowns out there and suffering all kinds of conditions and ailments and things like that. And we're just perpetuated this fantasy life that we're all trying to live up to if we pay attention to chart music and following stars on Instagram and things like that. So to me, I appreciate artists like you, Token, where it's like you're giving us some reality, really, and honesty.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that. But some of the times, you know, on the charts and stuff, sometimes that is the reality. You know, some people like look at, you know, want to like separate hip hop where like this is real hip hop and this is other hip hop. But like, what if, you know, someone's life is just going to the club every day and they're not really overthinking. They're not too much. It's true. Not like very emotional. Like, you know what I mean? And like, I know people, I know artists that people refer to as like the real hip hop guys because they are good with words, but if they're talking about like doing a bunch of stuff they're not doing in reality, then is that real? Is that really real hip hop? Like, I just, you know,
I'm not even speaking about that. I'm just speaking on an emotional level. Like, those guys who are at the club every day, how are you paying to live in the club every day and pop champagne?
What is
your credit rating like? You know, what is your relationship like with your kids who you ain't seeing because you're at the club every day kind of thing? Like,
drug dealers in the
booth.
Let's
be 24/7. Real.
Drug dealers. Like, when are you actually selling these drugs? Because you're in there like 24/7 with 300 mixtapes a year.
Albums.
Yeah, it's never exactly how it sounds. Yeah.
But this new single of yours, Flamingo, right, is part of a video trilogy?
Yeah, it is.
So break down for us, like, what is this video trilogy concept?
Yeah, so, I mean, I just made 3 different songs, and I just had this idea to tie them in visually together. I like my fans feeling like when they listen to my music or watch my videos that it's like a whole different world and a whole like different escape for them. And sometimes I like just like tying in the characters from videos, different videos, even if the songs aren't connected like at all, just to make them feel like, oh, what's this person going to grow up to be? Or what's this person going to do? And like something that they can, you know, connect to other than just the words.
So visuals are important to you then?
For sure. I love directing. I love writing the treatments. Like, it's definitely like another passion of mine.
Yeah, I could tell. Listening to your lyrics, you could tell this guy's very visual, man. So you got, basically, people discovered you on the internet, right? You were uploading like these freestyle videos, is that right?
For sure, yeah. I mean, I would do like some local shows in front of like 5 to 10 people every weekend or whatever. But for the most part, how it really started was just people catching wind of me on the internet.
And then from there, was it a case of just more followership and then people contacting you left, right, center? Or did you still have to put in, you know, the same amount of work for a while?
Yeah, I mean, it's always the same amount of work, really. It's just, you know, you get to the next level. The key is just not realizing you're at the next level and feeling like you got to work towards the next one. So I would make, so every video I would release, all I cared about was, you know, stepping up. If that was a small step, doesn't matter, you know. And I was releasing these freestyles a lot, and then I released this one called No Sucker MCs, and that one kind of just like took me to the next level and got on a lot of blog sites and different stuff like that. And I just stayed consistent, started making like official music videos, and it's just still to this day it feels the same, even though, you know, it's a little more comfortable. It's still like fighting to get to the next level, like every day, you know.
See how determined he sounds, Sarah. That's what I'm talking about right there, you know. That's, and being that he's this young as well, you being 19, I think it's a big inspiration for kids of your age and younger to see, like, look, if you really put the work in, like, you sound like you've already done the 10,000 hours and now you're coming out. Whereas a lot of artists out whilst they're still in the midst of that 10,000 hours, you know what I mean? And so you're kind of like, yeah, this is cool. This is, and then later on, you're like, okay, they seem fully developed now. That makes sense.
Yeah, anybody can do it with those 10,000 hours, man. It, you know, I was just talking yesterday to my producer about like what percent of what I do I think was like natural talent, you know. And I really don't think it was a big percentage. I mean, people might disagree with me, but like when I was young, I was really bad.
Yeah.
but I did it every day until I got better. You know, so it's not one of those things where it's like, oh, man, I'm not born with this. Like, I can't do it. It just comes to, like, are you willing to sacrifice everything else to do it?
Yeah. I mean, have you heard of Farrah Munch?
Farrah Munch, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, he
I was holding my breath there, sorry.
Yeah, you never know. You know what I mean? But America's a big place, Sarah, so, you know.
It is.
But I was going to say that he said the same thing, more or less. He said that when he first started, he was whack. He was like, nah, I'm whacked, you know what I mean? But then just kept working and working and working, put in that 10,000 hours, basically, and then you come out. And I don't think anyone can tell you anything, man. So so far, what's been the craziest thing that's happened for you? Because I know this is all recent, and even you yourself talk about, like, shooting up so far. You know, you got here at a mad rapid rate. Like, what's been the craziest thing for you that's made you think, like, okay, this shit's working, boy?
Damn, the craziest thing is like categories. I'm trying to feel like a moment where it was like really, man, I don't even know. You know, this is a little while ago, but I just remember this feeling like this is still like an emotion I'm trying to like reach the next level of, where I had like my first headline show when I was, I think I might have been, I don't know, I think I was 17. I think it was I was 16. And I know that wasn't like it was still so early on, but hearing like, that was like the first time I heard like my name get chanted, like,
wow.
Talk. And that was like, and you know, it's like, there were like 180 people there. Like, it wasn't crazy, but that was a moment where it's like, damn, like maybe this could happen. And then my last show in Massachusetts was really cool. And you know, this, like, you know, I guess also a moment for me was, I was doing this. I was with Mark Wahlberg, on his filming the Patriots Day, movie. And then he was doing a scene, and I wanted to introduce my mom and my sister to him. and like he cut down the whole scene. He was like, yo, stop, like he literally cut it to like get out of the car because he was filming in the car, and like hug my mom and hug my sister. Jeez. And that was a moment, and seeing them like smile and them just being, that was like the first time they've been with like a, you know, like a celebrity because of their son, and they were just like, damn, like, and just seeing them, like, that's really what, that's a huge thing I do it for, just like making them proud and shit. And like that was a super cool moment that I'm always gonna remember.
Beautiful, man. That's
what did you grow
story.
Up listening to hip hop wise?
I started, like, my three favorite ones I started with when I was really young was Ludacris, Tupac, and M. Those were like my like three favorites. And then when I started like working on rapping more, I would say my favorites were like, you know, Jay, Nas, just kind of like the ones you'd assume. And then today, like, my favorites are like I love Kendrick, I love Vince Staples, I love Earl Sweatshirt. Like, I just try to study the people who I think are the best. Kanye is like my favorite.
What's his name, Sarah?
You know,
Sarah got
even after he said real detrimental things like about Black history. I found that really offensive, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like, reckless. When you're in that kind of position of power and authority, people like, young people like you look up to him, you know, and then to make something such a ridiculous statement and so inaccurate statement to say slavery sounds like a choice. It's disgraceful.
Yeah, it's definitely disgraceful. The reason I'm different is from, you know, like the kids who get influences. I'm strictly talking about music. Like, I can easily, me as a person, I can just easily disconnect the person and the music. Because at the end of the day, if the music inspires me more than any other music, then the music is, I'm going to let the music inspire me. And I'm not talking about any of those dudes as a person. I don't know M as a person. I don't know Luda as a person. You know what I mean? Like, I try to do my best to stay away from, because most of you meet these guys and it's like, you don't know what it's really going to be. And I already know that. So I'm not like, when I hear a comment or anything, I just ignore it. Like, it distracts me too much.
Yeah. See, I think that's why we're spending so long celebrating Aretha Franklin, isn't it? It's because it's like the good work that she's done and the positive contributions, as well as the incredible music and inspirational, you know, as an inspirational vocalist as well and stuff. So I think it's if Aretha Franklin can do it, or if Quincy Jones can do it, Herbie Hancock can do it, then Kanye can pull his neck in, you know what I'm saying? And so I just think it's not really a good excuse to
pull
like
his neck in. I was just trying to visualize exactly what you meant there, but I want to wipe that now because I got to go and eat after this. How are you going to do that to me, man?
But I was going to ask, but no, I think it's really interesting to like get to speak to you. It's like the age that you're at, I think, too. No, but you know, I do rate with Eminem, like throughout Eminem's career, he's taken time out to shout out people like Faramoch. Like the other day, what, he's rocking the KRS-One t-shirt kind of thing. Like, he takes the time to recognize the people, you know, who have made him, sort of thing. Like, it's not just like the Eminem show when you watch Eminem.
Have you listened to the album that just dropped, the surprise album?
I haven't actually had a time
to. Token, you heard it yet?
I've listened to some of it.
What's your verdict from what you've heard? So, because everyone's doing this, yo, it sounds like Slim Shady's back, yo, it sounds like the old M. What do you think? As you're one of his fans, obviously.
I mean, it didn't sound like, to me, that, like, it didn't sound like it's the old, but not even as a diss, like, not even as, like, a, you know, I'm all for artists going into different ways, but I don't know, I have to digest it more. Every time he releases an album now, it was this last one and the one before, I have all these fans, like, fans is hitting me and saying that he dissed me.
Is it?
Hopefully, because that would be great promo for you.
Say that again.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what his mind's going into, like his couple lyrics he said token in or whatever. I don't know if that was intentional or whatever, but either way, man, that shit is dope.
Hey, so yeah. wait, because you know what I mean? We already, like, Machine Gun Kelly apparently replied. I don't know if it's a real reply or not, but everyone's dissing his Eminem diss, saying it's not really a diss. If Eminem did diss you, would you hit him back? Would you be like, yo, let's get some of this smoke?
I mean, I'm never against that. I mean, it just depends. I mean, it just depends. It just depends on the circumstance and if I'm sure and if... But at the end of the day, man, like, Emma's a legend and Emma's influenced me so much, and there's no, like, there's no combating that. So I would never try to discredit that. But, you know, I do this too, you know.
Yeah. It's hard to diss him as well because, you know, even on this album, he's even saying, yeah, my last album was whack and all that. It's like people...
yeah, it's always...
he's doing that 8 Mile shit.
To do that. He's done that a couple of times and it's like, all right. I don't know. I feel like
He's proper confused. Like, okay, your last... no, I can't even say that. He said
you
that.
Already said
proper
it.
8 Mile shit, boy. He's smart, man. But listen, we're looking forward to hearing this LP because it sounds like if they've got you... Where are you? Area 51 or some shit making this?
Yeah, it does.
He's
that's
an alien.
That's where I'm recording. Area 51.
You're an alien MC, so that makes sense if you're in Area 51 anyway, man. But definitely good luck with this. When can we expect? When are you hoping to sort of at least make an announcement that, yeah, it's coming?
I mean, I want it to come this year for sure. Mm. I think it's going to be this year for sure. It's just, I'm just trying to take my time with it and make sure it's perfect. I haven't released a project since, you know, in like over 2 years or something. Mm. And that was like the sound of like... a high schooler who hadn't really seen too much success, and now I'm just talking a lot about what's going on, and it's real personal, and I got some surprises on it, and you know, I'm just real excited for the fans to hear it.
Yeah, nice. I see the picture of you and Tech N9ne. I ain't gonna tell everybody else though about that. So.
Yeah, I don't know even what you're talking about.
Any plans to come through to the UK?
I definitely want to come. I love the UK. Like, every time I've been to the UK, it's been crazy love. I definitely want to go after this project, whether that's, you know, I mean, if not the end of this year, then I think next year, absolutely.
Wicked.
Nice.
You got to come through to the show, man, if you do, brother.
Absolutely, man. I'm there.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to us today. It's so nice to have you on the show. And we're going to play the people this new cut of yours, the brand new single, Flamingo.
Flamingo.
Sick.
Yeah. And the video is crazy, bro. I got to say, man, you went in on that.
Thank you, man. Video. Appreciate that.
Cool. Well, we look forward to seeing you in the studio sometime. Have a good rest of your recording session as well.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
With you, guys.
I get long neck like a flamingo. I be on top of the steeple. I do it off of the ego. I do it off of my ego. I deserve a clap clap. Let me get a flashback. I was selling weed to all the kids out of my backpack just to let the cash back. Put it in a trash bag. Saving up my studio money cause I'm a lab rat. I was in a backpack. I was getting laughed at. Principal telling me I was going down a bad path. Now everybody who was calling me a loser wanna be an entrepreneur were telling me I'm a badass. Hey, chip on the shoulder, chip on the forehead, chip on the canvas. Hey, that big man on campus, way too big for the campus. Hey, old day want me to roll over and do tricks for the cameras. Hey, I don't really get a ton of madness. All I really wanna do is damage. Incognito, don't know where the he go. She go down torpedo. I get long neck like flamingo. I be on top of the steeple. I do it off of the ego. I do it off of my ego. I do it off of my ego. Incognito, don't know where the he go. She go down torpedo. I get long neck like flamingo. I be on top of the steeple. I do it off of the ego. I do it off of my ego. I do it off of my ego. Nah, I think you get nada. Can't afford a PJ, but I fly in my pajama. I rap about my problems, the shit I don't tell mama. Then show my fans like voila. I'm so fucked up, haha. In school I just heard blah blah. Teacher said I'm artistic, either that or autistic. Tomato, tomato. I wanna make some dollar. Don't wanna be like papa. I wanna pay his bills like magic and tell them haters tada. Who's up with that when he call on me? Pull up with a bag like it's all on me. Pull up with a chick, now she on me. Stop talking on my shirt, that's Steve on G. That's 3 plus 3, that's 600 for the t-shirt. Please keep it secret, don't call my mother. I cop that shit, won't cop another. Cause mom's still working a job this summer and she belong at the beach. Toes all in the sand. Mommy talk
I spit at the camera, I feel like a pocket. I do my own dance, I don't really rock it. Step out of line, then I'll be gonna dart. I'm clean with the shots. Go! Incognito, don't know where that he go. She go down torpedo, I get long neck like flamingo. I be on top of the steeple, I do it off of the ego. I do it off of my ego, I do it off of my ego. I'ma do it only for the people who be looking at me like the competition and they wishing I don't pop. I'ma get a Rari and a Bentley and an Audi just to put them in the back of the video as a prop. I don't even know about the cost, but I'ma get them all just to look in the garage. I'ma get a drop top just to be closer to God. He gon' be looking at me, he gon' be giving me props. He gon' be giving me jobs, he gon' be giving me grub. He gon' be giving me bitches, they gon' be giving me top. I think I'm son of a gun, I think I'm son of a god. And I'ma be coming back if they put me up on the cross. Put me up on the chopper, put me up in the castle. I'ma be on a horse, he put me up in the saddle. Tell me who wanna battle, if it isn't a hassle. Tell me who is the goon and I'ma kill off the cattle. I'ma kill off a hero, now they saying I'm evil. To me though, I'm like Dalai Lama. He float just like agua agua. Deep throat just like an anaconda. They want me to be down and under, but I jump right in with a cowabunga. I'ma come out clean, never doubt a wonder. I'ma kill them all, then I count the number. And I don't care if it's 1,000 gunners in a semi-automatic with a sound of thunder. I'ma get my cash like a bounty hunter. If you prayed for my fall, you were out of luck. And my stomach growl like I'm out of supper. I'm power hungry, this power hunger. I eat whatever my mouth is up to. Drink sewer water right out the gutter. I'm a basket caser, I'm a magic maker. Smooth ass potato with an ounce of butter. I'm dirty, dirty, you now will suffer. I'll make you cry just to shout. We're under my fucker. Incognito, don't know where that he go. She go down torpedo, I get long neck like flamingo. I be on top of the steeple, I do it off of the ego. I do it off of my ego, I do it off of my ego. Incognito, don't know where that he go. She go down torpedo, I get long neck like flamingo. I be on top of the steeple, I do it off of the ego. I do it off of my ego, I do it off of my ego.
That was pretty fire.
That's kind of the shit that you hear with DJ Love, DJ Sarah Love plays out. You know what I mean? She might jump on the mic, give you a quick 16 bars of that.
Yeah.
Just,
I know. I just like to hold it down. Much. I don't like showing people up, you know. But we're joined. That last cut was Token Flamingo. If you missed our chat with him just now, you need to rewind the show and hear it again. Yeah. But right now we're joined by our next guest on the show.
Another mature young mother lover.
It's so lovely to have you back again.
Yeah,
so
it's great
soon.
To be here.
Is this like your third time here?
Second time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this would have been the third, but you know what I'm saying, I have to go see someone else. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think so. No, I didn't say, did I?
No, I'm joking.
I got invited by Jack before, which was nice to come along and do the music. But
for people who don't know,
now it's business.
We're speaking to Sam Gibbons,
yep.
CEO,
correct.
Manager,
yep.
Stakeholder,
yep.
Proprietor,
general
let me get
manager.
My words out first,
yeah,
man.
Sorry.
General
dog's
manager,
body. Just whatever
yeah,
needs
the
doing.
Body.
Yeah.
of this Canis- is in the thesaurus.
Yeah, yeah, whatever else is in there. Yeah. Caesar.
Lord.
Of Canisters yeah. CBD oils and products.
Mm.
Right, we kind of touched on it briefly before, yeah. but obviously because you were here as an MC.
Mm. Yeah, but I think it's important we start from the beginning because there's a lot of myths and a lot of people who don't know anything about CBD and they just think, oh, CBD's just getting high like weed heads and stuff. So if you were like meeting
to explain it to Mama Mice. Yeah,
which happens all the time.
She doesn't know about these things. All she knows is that arthritis is bad, you know? So I want something to help me. So how would you... But I don't want to get high. I don't want to be high, you know?
Well, this isn't
my son is always like this. I don't want to be like... Yeah, how would you explain to her, don't worry.
The simplest way that I can say is because, I mean, you've seen at the moment where people have heard about CBD and they've also heard about medicinal cannabis. And sort of on one hand, CBD itself is known, oh, you can get it in Holland and Barrett, and the government are talking about legalising medicinal cannabis. And what is the difference? Really and truthfully, there's one compound which is the difference, and that is THC. Which THC is the stuff that gets you high, the psychoactive part of cannabis. But bearing in mind, there's hundreds of other compounds in the plant. Mm. They aren't illegal. So CBD really is just any product that contains... either no THC or below 0.2% or trace levels of THC. So that won't get you high at all, but it will get you all of the other cannabinoids that you might find in the plant. So you can get CBD from cannabis or from hemp. Mm-hmm. That's the difference also.
What's the difference between cannabis and hemp?
Really and truthfully, as more strains are being crossed and discovered, it's really just the THC content.
Oh, serious?
Really, yeah, because now even... there are companies in the UK and around Europe and the US that are now crossing strains with what we know as industrial hemp. is still considered hemp, but what they're able to do is breed in higher CBD levels. Mm. Like Switzerland, for example, they've legalised what is known as light weed, which is sort of anything up to 5% THC. Mm. So what they're able to do with genetics is really play with those THC levels, but also able to bring up the CBD levels. Now, that's something that's very interesting, because a lot of people might hear about skunk and the negative effects of that, and smoking it and what it might do to people. Really, all it means is that cannabis in this country has really been grown for street value, so really as strong as possible is what people want. And inadvertently, by doing that, they've brought up the THC levels, and the CBD level is almost non-existent. There has just been a 35,000 person study done at the Columbia University, and it's shown that not only does it not cause anxiety, but CBD has actually got anti-psychotic properties, just in the Times and the Guardian this week. So what we're really understanding is actually cannabis that has high levels of THC, if it has the high levels of CBD, can actually counteract the negative effects of what you might find in THC.
From the psychoactive effects, yeah.
Now, that is only for some people, because I will say, as much as what we do with canisters is, you know, we're a legal business, so we don't deal with THC. But I am an advocate of it, because for certain medical conditions, which is what the government are now looking at, with they talk about medicinal cannabis, is more tinctures and oils that they're producing that are going to have not just CBD but also higher levels of THC, which is for particularly epilepsy, showing really good signs. So that's why they're now doing that, and there's been clinical trials going on with that. So yeah, so finally things are actually changing. It's a good time to be part of this, because I have been passionate about, you know, medicinal cannabis for a long time. So to now to see finally people in power starting to turn around the truck and start to say, okay, you know, rather than it's got no medicinal benefit and it's a harmful substance and all this stuff, which we just know clearly through the thousands of people, and not just anecdotal evidence. We've got countries that have had it legalised for a long, long time. In fact, I mean, Spain, there's a university in Madrid, Guzman and Sanchez, they've been doing works on cannabinoids for about 10, 15 years.
Wow, boy.
And, you know, they're
blazed that work.
You know, that's the thing, it's proper published journals, but it's almost like in this country, unless it's coming from British published journals, it's almost like we're just going to dismiss it, which is a bit strange.
Well, it's important though, like for any treatment, like say if you're treating cancer or something, you know, measles or whatever, they need to go through the randomized trials, so then they know conclusively the facts, like then we can get to the bottom of things like dosages. And that's the issue right now, because it's been illegal.
Yep.
We can't do these kind of rugged experiments, you know, investigation sorts of things. So there's still a level of experimentation with people getting the right doses for their different ailments, whether that's glaucoma, their, you know,
very difficult
arthritis, things like this. So I mean, what's the recommendation for someone if they have like chronic pain? Because that's the other thing, I think that there's more studies showing where the treatment for chronic pain is actually more effective with medicinal cannabis than it is with these hardcore pharmaceutical agents that are being prescribed. That pharmaceutical companies are making profits from doctors prescribing this crap and making people addicted to them.
Make profits from the CBD and medicinal cannabis as
but
well, isn't it?
But it can't be...
They'll try. Mm. The problem is, at the moment, there is a one company in the UK, GW Pharma, which have for a long while been, you know, they're doing their thing. They're trying to take cannabis into the pharmaceutical industry. But if you look at it for what it is, it should really just be treated as a herbal remedy in my eyes. It's not something that should be taken by the corporates. The reason I think it is not a conspiracy, it's just for the fact that even in the US, where you're seeing that it's being legalised, the opiate use is really dropping. So of course the companies that are making billions out of that don't want to lose their profits. It's not, like I say, it's not a conspiracy, it's just facts of capitalism and the society we live in, really. So,
but also it's open to anyone ultimately, that's the problem that the pharmaceutical companies have, is if the laws are relaxed on this, then we don't need to go to them for solutions, because we can, if you wanted, you could grow the solution
in your own weed house. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing though, is that that's, you know, at the moment what we do with CBD in the UK, it helps people for all sorts of issues, but it's sort of a bit ridiculous in the current situation. It'll be okay when it changes and THC may be allowed, where one compound that someone may need, particularly a sick child for epilepsy, and the government are saying, well, yeah, all you guys can have all these other compounds, but this one that which is potentially helping this child, we can't give, you know. So it's nice to see that can change, because it's how it's worked at the moment is not ideal.
Is that why? Because I wonder if you can dispel this myth. Because someone was telling me the other day that because of what you were saying, the street value of cannabis. So they were like pushing when they were growing. He's saying that they were pushing up the THC levels, which meant that the CBD levels drop.
Inadvertently.
Is that true?
Yeah. Lot to show. I mean, if you look at most of the commercial strains, and again, if you're looking at the dispensaries in the US, you know, I've seen they actually put the levels on them because they get them tested, and they're like, you know, 25 to 30% THC, some of these really newer strong strains, and they're like 0.02% CBD.
That's pretty dangerous then.
Well, the thing is, if you are a person that has a mental disposition for THC, which, you know, there may be, and there's not enough really studies into it, really, but, you know, there's enough anecdotal evidence of people saying, well, my friend or had an issue from smoking it, so it needs to be looked at. Mm-hmm. So for those people that might have a predisposition to a mental illness, it might bring that on. So that is something that needs to be aware. You know, a lot of people are finding that. Have always said they've struggled with anxiety, and smoking's made it worse. I've seen people firsthand that are using these legal flower that you can now buy in the UK, which is below the 0.2% THC level, but the CBD level's up to about 10-15 20% in some of these flowers. And for people that are then using that or smoking it or vaping, it's just instantaneously bringing down their anxiety. I've seen a lady out at an event who said, go on, I'll try it. I haven't smoked cannabis because I really can't, because it really messes with my anxiety. Half hour later, she said, I can honestly feel the difference. Normally, I wouldn't even be in this social situation. So once we truly start to do the research and break down what people need, then someone that may have a mental disposition to high THC doesn't mean that they can't use cannabis or CBD in some way, but it's just finding the levels that they need for their endocannabinoid system, which we all have.
And so is it also true that so say, like, you know, us three here, not that we all smoke or anything, but say, like, we got this bud that's like 20% THC or whatever, and apparently we can all be affected different. Like, I might be wigging out, like, throughing at the mouth.
Yeah.
Sarah's just giggling.
Yeah.
And you're, like, working out or training or something.
Yeah.
That's true as well.
That is true. Everybody's endocannabinoid system is different. So you will, you know, the way that you take on cannabinoids, the ones that you might be deficient in, the ones that you might have certain different reactions to, it's very individual. That's why you were saying about dosage, particularly what we do with CBD. I can't say to someone, well, this guy was taking it for this ailment and he was using X amount of sprays on our tincture, because that may not work for someone. And what I don't want them to do is to go, well, he was taking 3 sprays, so I'm going to start at 3 because that was effective for him. They miss their optimum dose, which may only have been 1. So it depends on the milligrams of CBD that each individual needs, which is the only way to do that currently without the clinical trials and without actual endocannabinoid deficiency tests, because Israel have just started doing that, where they can actually test for your cannabinoid levels internally and see which ones that you might be lacking in and then which ones you may need to supplement.
Wow.
Yeah, this is the thing. These other countries are so far ahead.
But which is sad, isn't it? Considering we're like the biggest distributor, apparently.
We are, that's the thing. So we grow the most of it, but we give it to all these other countries so they can use it for medicine.
Yeah.
But I thought Canada has the largest... Oh, no, that's the largest legal weed farm, I think, in Canada.
We grow 90 tonnes of medicinal cannabis, so THC strains, not hemp for CBD, but actual THC cannabis. 90 tonnes, and that's over half of the world's production is done here in the UK.
That's nuts!
Shouts out to my niece's primary school, where they found, like, a weed factory in the roof of the primary school.
Well, this is being done legally and by corporate companies, which, fair play to them, they're getting involved in it. But at the moment, because they can't... what the UK would like to do is really synthesise cannabis, which is what they've been trying to do for a long time, so they can keep the plant illegal.
This is what I don't want, man.
No.
As soon as they start synthesising shit...
Not good.
There's also, I know in some countries there's tablet forms that you can take CBD in, so that's different to the synthesized
completely
option.
That will still be extracted.
That could be, though, no?
Well, it would hopefully say what it is, but I mean, you know, usually CBD is extracted from a plant. What they're now doing is looking at trying to synthesize different cannabinoids in a lab, which for me personally...
Isn't that what spice is?
in a way.
Wait, it wasn't sold as that, was it, Spice? Wasn't it sold as like...
Well, you got to remember, Spice, though, is if you look at Spice, Spice will come on some sort of material, like a herbal material, whatever it is, but all it is some man-made chemical that's sprayed onto it. So people get confused and think, oh, synthetic, it's nothing to do with cannabis. It's just some horrible synthetic chemical that's sprayed onto a plant, and for people
it's
to say,
like,
oh, it's
like glue sniffing or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's like acid, putting acid onto a piece of paper, and people used to do an acid test. It's the same thing, really. It's just a horrible man-made substance.
But really, it's quite it's criminal when you think of the relief that some people could have, you know, for their medical conditions, like as a treatment option with CBD, in comparison to what they get prescribed from the doctor with all the side effects that come from those drugs that they're prescribed.
Well, that's the good thing at the moment, though, is that the UK public are massively waking up to the fact that I've been passionate about this for a long time, and it was only about 5 years ago that I even came to the discovery that CBD was legal. You know, I just assumed that cannabis was illegal. That's all I knew, was cannabis, but it's not. Cannabis isn't illegal. THC is illegal. All the other stuff isn't.
It's crazy.
And so it was you know, that was, for me, actually, that was the click moment in my head that I thought, what? And I thought, there's something here. And it was only through then I got it through my mum, because she was retiring and was going through stress and anxiety and high blood pressure. She started taking it, started swearing by it and saying, like, she didn't have it. She was at the time, you know, when she has it all the time now, so we have a business, so it's all right. But at the time, if we ran out, it was like, you've got to get me more of that stuff. I can really feel it when I don't have it. And it was like, okay. I knew I'd read all the stuff online about medicinal cannabis. And then it's like, well, this is only not THC. Yeah. So isn't this just as good? And when you truly understand that for certain things, I mean, I'm actually in the UK, we're not allowed to talk about medicinal benefits, which I won't, because we do have to toe the line with that, being the fact it's a food supplement currently. CBD is considered a food supplement. So
we can say what it's said to have had, the benefits that it's said to have had.
You can say whatever you want. Yeah, it's so just for me as an owner of
Run us through, Mice, like some of the things which people are using medicinal cannibal.
So, So pain relief is one of them, and I can vouch for that for sure.
Relief,
You let me try one of the tinctures for about, it's like a month's worth, and I was training at the time, Muay Thai and all that.
Yeah,
but also what's interesting with the pain relief, when you look at what the options are for chronic pain relief, it's so dangerous. You know, and combined with alcohol, it's lethal.
And the reason is
all this stuff that they're now taking.
Yeah, because it's all synthetic. It's all stuff that our body doesn't really know how to deal with it after.
And you can't take it long term. So if you've got long-term pain, what's the point of a doctor giving you something that's long-term going to give you a dependence on it? And, it's crazy.
So pain relief is one of them. So whether it be arthritis, muscular pain, all those sort of things.
Nerve pain,
Nerve pain. Mm-hmm. Reduce anxiety and depression, 100%. As you mentioned already.
Anxiety is probably, at the moment, the most commonly used. That's the main reason most people come to us. I'd say fibro, arthritis, and anxiety. Anxiety is something I see through doing this is becoming a massive problem in society.
Yeah, I mean, it's because we're not living how we're supposed to live.
No, the world has gone to a place where people are worried and they're stressed and they become anxious. It's like even people you don't think are anxious are actually behind closed doors are anxious. And the amount of people we're coming to us because they can through the internet sort of anonymously.
It's like we're born anxious. You know,
almost
you
like
come
that.
Out.
Yeah, I know, straight away. It's, and you've seen it now with young children and that getting it. And
big
it's,
time.
Well, the environment that people are living in is not putting you under so much pressure. From a personal experience, ladies, period pain.
I was going to say, when you
suffer from crazy period pain, you pop a couple paracetamol, you still got crazy period pain. You blast one fat ziggy. Instant relief from period pain. That's my experience in the past.
I had period pain, right?
Yes.
And what I did was not good.
I was going to say that's another thing about THC is as much as it's illegal for some cases and particularly in certain pain issues, it can be really helpful. So.
Instant relief. I'm saying instant relief.
If you want, like, hit up Canisters UK. If because I'll tell you for a fact, I know for a fact that shit. I'll hit you up and let you know about it because we did some research, me and Mrs. Mice, and for sure she swears by it as well. Now she's like, anytime, you know, when that full moon comes, she starts howling at it. Some CD that you're just say, here.
No high, there's no overdose, there's no addiction potential. The World Health Organization have just done a report to show there's no potential for abuse with it. So for anyone that's worried, or and we do, I mean, 80%, I'd say at least, of people that use our CBD have never touched cannabis in their life. So for a lot of people, they want to know, you know, it's not going to get me stoned and it's not going to get me high, is it? So it's not, it won't get you high. You can drive on it, you'll pass a drugs test, all of these things that people are sort of worried about.
What's interesting as well is that with the CBD, so you like what you're talking about and what I was asking you about, THC levels rising means CBD levels drop. So then in that sense, CBD must have something to do with, you know, having a bit more control psychoactively. And so what they're saying, that there's also benefits of it actually helping with stuff like schizophrenia or any mental disorders just because of that. So, you know, or any psychotic symptoms.
It has antipsychotic properties, CBD, and anti-anxiety properties. So it's almost like the counteraction to, if there are negatives with THC, the CBD would counteract that. Of course, if you're not taking THC and you have anxiety issues anyway, it's also helping that. I mean, just to show how much it's being normalised now, and how much the actual, because we produce cannabinoids naturally. That's another thing that people don't understand. So
that's when you're talking about endo.
All that means is internal.
Yeah.
So internal cannabinoids, and if you look at an internal cannabinoid against an external cannabinoid, you might find in the cannabis plant. And by the way, you might find cannabinoids in other such plants. There's, I think, black. There's a few plants that you can find cannabinoids in, and the actual structure of those two are exactly the same. I mean,
we cousins.
You know, it's like what they were saying. I was watching a program. I wasn't even watching. I was doing stuff for the business late at night, and the TV was on, and it was a program on BBC One. Late at night, it was a repeat of a main sort of prime time program about health and fitness, and they have their usual doctor, I don't know what his name is, that's on there. And about an hour into it, I was busy doing what I was doing, and my ears pricked up when all of a sudden they started talking about the endocannabinoid system. And I thought, okay, what's this on BBC? And what they was doing, and I've just been reading about Israel and this doing endocannabinoid deficiency tests, where they can see what your levels are and what you need. And they were doing this thing on health and fitness, and just to show the true lengths and depths of how intrinsic this is to our bodies and health, is that when you do running, they tested six runners, and this is BBC done in, you know, a proper, you know, laboratory sort of setting, and they tested six runners' endocannabinoid levels before they went running. They went for an hour's run, came back, and like the guy was saying, you know, how do you feel? And they're saying, yeah, like I do, great. You know, get a buzz off it. It stimulates my appetite. All these things they were saying. They've tested their endocannabinoid levels, and there's a 30% increase in all of the runners after an hour's worth of exercise. What it's actually showing is that it's the exercise itself which is stimulating your endocannabinoid system to produce more cannabinoids, which will then, for example, immune system, nervous system,
happiness,
all sorts. When you get a good buzz, it will help you sleep well after you have a good exercise. It's all linked to the endocannabinoid system, and this isn't just some pie in the sky
hippie business.
This is the BBC telling you this now on primetime telly, and it's sort of, so for me to see the normalisation now, or actually not just a normalisation, but just where it was a point blank refusal of anything, whereas now we've got the, you know, the British broadcasting company that are saying, oh look, this is what this does. So, but what worries me on that is just, are they preparing it for the pharmaceuticals,
commercialization?
That's because I don't trust them. I don't trust the BBC. So when I'm watching it, I'm thinking, what's their motive and what's their agenda by doing that? So hopefully, particularly we just follow the route of other countries. You know, I look at Spain at the moment. A lot of people don't know this. You know, to grow cannabis in a private space, you can do that. And of course, because of that, there's private clubs that now open up. So you've got real nice membership only over 18 clubs where people can go and safely consume cannabis, which I know you probably know there's a few of them popping up in the UK illegally as well, because they're trying to follow the route of how things are being done. So I hope that there's a sensible approach to allowing people to use it as a medicine for themselves. If there is a need for pharmaceuticals and for people to go to a doctor, that's fine. They can also go and do that. But if people want to use it themselves in their own way, I think it should be
allowed.
Well, the stepping stones are happening there, because we've also already had a precedent set with this kid with epilepsy who was having multiple seizures per day, and then was his mum arrested in Heathrow Airport or something?
No, they confiscated.
Yeah,
the,
it wasn't
the,
a real. They took the drugs.
They were nice.
Say the drugs.
That says
medicine,
a lot. Yeah. That says a lot, though, isn't it? Right, the fact that they didn't arrest her. Yeah. Like, no. We'll take these, but you're cool. Yeah. We apologize, ma'am. Type thing.
But then, hasn't there been a special allowance been given in his instance, kind of thing?
Off the back of that, it's now. Been talked about as being legal, like medicinal
cannabis.
But this
is what I mean. It's like with the way law works, is once you've set a precedent, then that opens the avenues for
change. It does. It's almost opened the door. But my view on that is what they're now saying. So previously they were saying, with regards to THC here, so the illegal side of cannabis, that, you know, it's negative, it doesn't help you, there's no medicinal benefit, you know, certainly never give it to a child. You know, a developing brain, because it will, you know, it's going to do this and do that. But what they're now saying is that actually we've done the trials, and for children with particular epilepsy and mental conditions, it's actually helping them, and it's actually making the pathways in their brain, lubricating them and making things work a lot better, stopping seizures in their tracks in a lot of cases when there's small amounts of THC present. It needs a CBD as well, but the small amount of THC really does help.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
right?
So but what they're saying though with that inadvertently is that, so what they're now saying is if you're a young child that has an issue with the brain, you can have THC because it's going to help you. But if you're a full grown adult who would like it for whatever reason that you decide,
recreationally,
you can't have it because we decide it's bad for you, but this young child who's got a brain condition can have it because it's helping their brain. And it makes me think then almost on the other side of it, the extreme, you know, if you're, you know, I'm not advocating ever giving anything that's psychoactive to children, by the way. I will always say that because you just don't know what it might do by the fact it's changing your mind state. You know, that's what you open up to. But also at the time, I don't think it should be demonised to the way it has been done over the years, because clearly it's helping young children and they're getting high in terms of, there are some, I've seen some of the children that are taking it in the US for certain conditions, and they, you know, they are taking THC, and it's not the terrible substance it's being made out, really, if it is regulated and controlled in the right way.
A lot of the myths around like drugs like cannabis, opium and things like this, these laws have been created around, you know, controlling certain communities a long time ago. Mm-hmm. These laws are established. Mm. So it's not necessarily reasons that are built on, you know, facts or anything like that.
No.
But when you actually look at a lot of the drug options that are available for children to treat something like epilepsy or other conditions, these have detrimental effects on the development of children's brains.
100%.
You know, and turning these kids into like vegetables.
Exactly.
You know, barely functioning vegetables kind of thing. So when we think of, there are other impacts potentially of like giving a child small amounts of THC, but in comparison to the long-term effects that you are inflicting from taking these pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah, we've all been programmed in a certain way because it goes to show that, you know, you would give your child anything from the doctor. And the list of side effects, the list of side effects on there, you know full well when it says about antibiotics. I'm the sort of person that reads into everything. So even if you just give me a standard antibiotic, I know, amoxicillin or whatever, I'm going to read into that. And it will show that if you take it for long periods of time and on high levels, it's carcinogenic.
Yeah.
But you'll still give it to your children when they have a terrible, because you think it's been proven to help.
What's it called? SMA, the powdered titty milk.
Yeah.
Fake ass powdered titty milk. Well, everyone's giving their kids like that. They don't even know what it is.
No, there's all sorts of stuff that's been put in there. And in fact, actually, you look in there, even in small amounts, it's fluoride and bits and bobs that you might not want in there, but you trust it because it's gone through a certain process that we all have been led to believe is the right way to do things. But
but what are like the different ways where people just give us a, because there's edibles, there's undertongue sprays,
run us
through like the different ways where people can take it, and then give us like your web address.
Yeah, I was going to read it from Canisius for you. He's got CBD coconut oil paste.
Yeah.
Full spectrum. What does that mean, the full spectrum?
So the full spectrum is we have two types of CBD extract, which is one from a sativa strain, one from an indica strain.
Okay.
And all we did with the full spectrum is we combined the two together. So it's got the most sort of varied amount of cannabinoids within that mix. And I just decided to call it full spectrum because we needed to give it a name. But that's taken sublingually under the tongue. I will say to anyone looking to take any form of cannabis as a treatment,
taken sublingually is best, really. If you vape it, it will get into your system quickest, but maybe not long-term most effective. Mm. Smoking it, never effective. One, it's damaging you anyway, and two, you're destroying most of the cannabinoids before they ever get into your bloodstream. But I know people like to do it, so it's down to them. Mm. Taking it orally under the tongue, it's the quickest, it's the most effective way to get it into you. So we recommend anybody taking CBD, or even if you're, you know, there's no reason why, if people want to use cannabis recreationally, you see edibles are a massive market in the US. It's becoming the sort of chosen form to take it, because I think probably for medicinal reasons it's always going to be the safer, most effective way to take it. So
speaking of that, you've also got obviously the sprays, but you've got these Belgian chocolate stirrers.
Yeah.
Indica CBD. So what's that then? You put some milk in, hot warm milk, and then you stir it
as
up.
As you would a hot chocolate stirrer, yeah. I mean, we work with a chocolatier down in Kent who is amazing. We love them. And they sort of heard what we were doing and got so much on board with it that they're sort of part of us now. So they, you know.
But people should hit up your website and then just go, because you've got a lot of detail on there and all the products are there as well. What is the website to share with everybody?
It is www.cannoisseursuk.com, and that is CANNAISSEURSUK.com.
Mm. Wonderful.
A bit of a mouthful.
Sprays,
but
no, bombs,
but we're
papers.
So pleased you came through to
thank
like,
you. It's
give
gone
people
really quick,
the fact. I know. And you're going to hang
like
around
that,
because Sam is also a bit of an MC.
Obviously, this is how I came to the
show.
Are
you going to put your other hat on and join us for the open mic coming up next?
I can do.
I don't mind. Thank you so much, Cannoisseurs UK, for all the hard work you're doing and developing these options for people, because it is revolutionising people's lives, you know what I mean?
Man. Thank you for having me.
So well done, man. Coming up next, we're getting into the open mic, is FUBAR.
Trees cutting peas, cutting through your residence. Deep in the hustle, sometimes you gotta climb out. Lead a strip, catch a flight, take a little time out. Turning off of planes like you're in and out of Ubers as I move a shapeshifters, rubbers, and wave movers. Just some clean hearted duns to get the job done. I like to wild out while we out and like to have fun. Living life in the fast lane, full throttle. We don't need no sparklers, just bring another bottle. Miss me with a dead vibe, life is for living. Pool full of liquor and I'm swimming. Me and my niggas, and we surrounded by fly women. I swear down this weed and this Henny got me.
I've been around the way getting money all day, but you know how we play on a hot summer's day. A little weed, a little Hennessy. A little weed, a little Hennessy. Yo, I've been around the way getting money all day, but you know how we play on a hot summer's day. A little weed, a little Hennessy. A little weed, a little Hennessy.
Hey yo, the pain we keep falling, we growing and still billing. Bust tight stats, smashing and still chilling. Yeah. I just took a loss, but fuck it, I'm still grinning. Shit. Sipping on this liquor with some tick bone women. All I wanna do is live my life to the fullest. Keep kicking rhymes at your minds like bullets. Soaking up the sun rays, topping up my melanin. Fresh trim tings ticking slim, wanna get with him. Wet and wild freak type antics in a bed with him. The way he lay it down, they want it and so they stressing him. Get up in the bean and then he's gone, now the vets with him. Knocking with that weed and that Henny, then they let him in. Come on baby, let's drink, let's roll something. On the low when I go, I need you to hold something. All the way from London to Jersey to Tennessee. Smoking on a little weed, sipping on a Hennessy.
I've been around the way getting money all day, but you know how we play on a hot summer's day. A little weed, a little Hennessy. A little weed, a little Hennessy. Yo, I've been around the way getting money all day, but you know how we play on a hot summer's day. A little weed, a little Hennessy. But you know how we play on a hot summer's day. A little weed, a little Hennessy. A little weed, a little Hennessy.
Yo, I've been around the way, getting money all day, but you know how we play on a hot summer's day. A little weed, a little Hennessy. A little weed, a little Hennessy.
Aw, yeah. Yeah. Desert Eagle, he also featured on the open mic a little while ago. That's called Weed and Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be coming back to the studio soon.
Oh.
Hey, everybody, come on.
No.
Oh. And that's the track taken from the EP In My Blood. It's produced by Ethan Hill, that track. And right now it's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Digmund Freud, Dr. Digmund Freud, to all you mother lovers out there. Guess what we're going into now?
Whoop, whoop.
Open mic, bitches and bitchettes.
And we ain't got much time, so we should get this rolling ASAP. Who have we got in the studio?
We got man like
Oliver Rees. I'll come down from Leeds today.
Back again, boy.
I this love guy's that accent.
He's dedication. A beast as well.
I know. I remember you from before.
I appreciate it.
And we got a new guy come through. Broken Pen. This is your first time,
sir,
right?
Yes, sir. This is my first time still.
Wicked, man.
My, my boy Fisky tagged me in the post, didn't it? And it was like, yeah.
Nice, man. Shout out to Fisky, boy.
Shout out to Fisky still.
And then man like Eager. See, we have to switch it up now.
Yeah, I'm back again. So remember on the music thing now. So,
but you see how he's got it,
the
exact same voice though. You see the reality there. He didn't switch it up. Yeah, what's going on?
I'm me all the time, mate.
That's what we like to see, man. On the beat today, we got Reezy Ree, Rio T.
Yeah, remember, guys, you can move that mic around. Let's get into this.
One of you lot got to set it off, Truce. You know what I mean? Yeah, on this side.
Legends first, bro.
No, I said one of you two got to set it off.
Meister's don't defy what
my finger curl around that way, boy.
Go on, mate.
Don't be afraid now.
Yo, I was in a cubicle. Life took a shitty phase. Chilling in the passengers. Cruising down Bricky Lane. Eggs got the Ami light. War puffing hella grey. The punches wasn't good enough. The zoots were kind of featherweight. You better pray. Cause this rhythm's kind of meant for K. But I'ma warm it up like a Bunsen and let the burner spray since old days. I was sick, I caught a cold case. But everybody's germophobic. I was Billy No Mates. Like, I spent days in a 9-to-5. I spent wage getting high and I got paid by the guy a pie. But never did I shine eyes. Like, shame on me. I was a slave to the type of life I got taught in school. But never was I led to believe I was destined to be more than another go homework sleep. Pay rent, won't you agree? I'm an artist. Draw rap tattoo. Dance on the dance all over the beat. Cause it's more than money. When you live life straight from the heart, beg my pardon. Donnies don't want that real hot shit. They want that real dark shit. And they feel that ish regardless. I spread vibes with my pen. I don't mask it. I get live with a Z to go France with. 10 of my friends that we better roll hard. We'll leave you France. And I bet they roll yard. If your crew parlay, then we let them go past. And our airbend beats cause these techers won't last. Battling kitchen walls cause I'm versatile. Why don't frown since I learned to smile?
Yeah.
That was meant to be you, but
okay.
Bam, 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 okay.
Check it. It's Oliver Rees from Leeds. Yo,
Oliver Rees. What you saying, bro?
It's like, if you finish shoot from range, better bring a scope and a brick of snow to pay the toll, cause I'm the biggest troll. Mr. O, kiss Death's lips beneath the mistletoe. Oh, life's a living joke with a dripping nose in control. I'm scoping the pole position, as cold as the snow you're whiffing. Smoke every soldier in your whole division. Looking western like a holder smithing. Mr. Smith sold his soul to me. I rolled his chi into cones and piffed him. Oh, world subject to hoodwinks. 40 for that good lift. Sleep on my writtens, you wake up lovesick. Pen is my compadre, call this cartridge my accomplice. I keep it 100s with the T like King. Pushed it if you anti-bar up this. Underrated on the bridges, like syrup barrier, I'm on the Ritz. They on the Fritz. And I'm coming, dropping bombs, we do the blitz. They acting like the new the kid. Boy, you get Bermuda quick.
Oof.
Yeah.
Eager.
Eager.
What you saying, bro?
Yo.
It's the hip-hop show, food by our mother lovers.
Feel my spirit is unbreakable. No matter what I'm going through, I'm feeling I can take it all. If I could, of course, and all this pain, I would erase it all. Save it all and name it at the devils that forsake us all. On a daily basis, it's insatiable. Crazy how we play the fool like them old days of school. But this ain't a joke no more, not sure or even savable. Well, that's debatable, got hope in my heart. Been like that from the start, I ain't afraid to talk. I speak my mind and speak on what's right. Gotta be true to yourself in unbelievable times. I'm not just seeing these signs, man.
We're reading these minds and that's some real talk. Trust me, there's power you might find. Yeah, it's crazy, mad shit, how backwards is life. Are we actually worshipping actors that lie? Not me, despite the things that I see. What you see is what you get. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yo, suffocating, there's little justification. Depression lives in your mind and ambition lives in the same place. Navigating through this world is like patience. You gotta have abundance or it's hyperventilation. Now you're breathing heavy, just take a step back. Forget that, take two. Look inside yourself and thank the one who really made you. Oh God, I feel the pressure, why you make me fall? I'm so thankful for this life, but I can't take no more. Debating why this life is such a game, but I don't play with toys. And I just made a grand in 2 weeks, but I paid the rent of course. Am I a 9 to 5, 2 to 10, or am I made for more? How can I complain when people suffer more than I do? Sometimes I feel the pain and read the Bible. More times I just relate to the songs I got on my iTunes. I talk that I don't like to, so I just not. Listen, my mother raising 3 kids, I don't even live with her. She does her best to struggle and it seems we are so similar. The world is like a movie, we all living in a cinema. Nowadays you're just an Insta star away from being picked apart. Haters come with lovers and lovers come with their different scars. If you think you're different, then who the fuck do you think you are?
Man in the mirror, he better watch himself. He told me stand and deliver another crop to sell. But I've been planning to live since an arrogant kid with a bag full of biff and a gas stick stuck in my box as hell. This kid is off the rails. Train wrecking kept my brain stressing. But amongst the cuts, it's best to take blessings. Mr. A, I took 5, flipped to 8, but then I missed my train. Information agent trying to hit the cake. It's red velvet, how my slippers stain. I don't kick a face, I'd rather flip the ace. Spit ignition, this is flames. I'll be flame grilling back to hit the stakes. My way's the highway, so I twist the flames upon the interstate. Same strip, different day. I take biscuits, my hands in the cookie jar, the monster with the wrist flick. Oh, slow burn and definitely heat. They rap like miming on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Eager.
Yeah.
Reezy Ree on the beat.
I sing in order to everything, from formulas in medicines to lions and the elephants, the cosmos and its elements. Mm. All of these are formed using the greater intelligence, and still you wanna talk about coincidence and relevance. Fuck that shit, see the elegance is beautiful. Need to look closer in the details like cuticles. God is real, man, he ain't no stupid fool. See, he showed us how to love and still we're learning how to fool. But it's all in the rules now, the universal laws that were written in the beginning before we knew of peace and war. Never either or, it's everything as one. Take the planets and the sun, see, all of this was built from crumbs. Now look what it's become, now the cogs are all working. The future's uncertain, but the planet's still turning. Many men are earning, but not enough are learning. For some, the weight of knowledge is a burden.
No, I didn't give a fuck, now I'm forced to use the penis. And I'm like the death of Einstein, a bait stroke, a genius. Like, honestly, velocity probably stopping solitary. Hopping on beats, I'm properly guapping on streets. I'm sorry, G, they keep on telling me my hair is my essence. I said, bitch, I got class and you ain't getting lessons. Like, trying to find a difference, but everybody's typical. I've been spraying Adidas bars cause I'm original. Forgive my swag cause it's too hard to come by. And if beats be for breakfast, then I'm feeling like lunchtime. Forgive your disses, something like pardon. I'm messing with your Barbie, you can even ask Ken. I'm back to the future like Marty's McFly. I swear Marty's McFly, but Marty's not I. I'm so live with the windows on the Vista. I'm a Mac, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I'm spitting crack. And if people wanting verses, then I'm selling them hundreds so my girl can have a dream like Jennifer Hudson. I Mac, cause you're not an icon on my desktop. I'm like a Rasta going pen cause I dreadlocks. Crazy nuts, banana flow, plantain on the beat now. The beat must be Rihanna cause I'm feeling like C. Brown. The future's odd, so drug talk is emotion. And I didn't wanna talk, so I left Frank in the ocean.
Yo, it's like these flowers won't ignite, too much rainfall. The last part, that's an 8-ball. They said the winner takes all, but I can't take the fall from this cliff. I walk with the ghosts of my emotions, they all talk to my conscience. When I'm caught in a construct, talking to brick walls, is it all for a door to a strip mall? The soaking and flip wounds, this ain't a movie you can't skip through. The scenes I've been through, searching for solace. I hope my verses are honest, cause I'm a man, I'm a word. I've learnt every word is a promise. Every lesson learned pertains to this world of flames and living in. Live bold and never live in fear. Keep your vision clear, it's simple. Grab your cup and fill it to that brim.
brimful. Oh, who's that administering the dose? Mr. OPR, spit the dope. The double agent, collisions within uphold rate suspicion. I'll clip my scope, tell him listen, I'm trying to kill divisions in the globe. Like, tension keeps slipping in the rope, it's a nuisance. Entropy's given, kill the woes of the clueless. No, it's this mutant breeze, quotes ripped from Ulysses and coated. This jewelry's the bones of Confucius.
Habitat this planet and stab his back in the maddest fashion. Crazy when you think about that, really though, it's bound to happen. We are just a bunch of atoms on this spinning ball of dust, held down by gravity that we can't see and yet we trust. The idea of something more, that's too much. Need to lift the veils from their rise, this ain't no Ku Klux. We are a clan, man, of righteous soul warriors, being sent to Earth to put a stop to Satan's followers. It's ominous, obvious to me, like the foreigners that came from overseas and then we left them in the sea. Yo, fuck that, bun that, trust there ain't no comeback if we go and sign on the line of the devil's contract. I'm never on that, cause love has been my remedy since I was a youngster. All I've channeled is his energy. So fuck these entities, mentally this my therapy and destiny, speaking God's truth beyond the death of me.
Do you have it cause Malcolm, Rosa and Luther did? So much pride in his people, they called him Luther King. Believe it's in my genes to be rapping, I call it true religion. I on the other hand get at him with matters like human kids. Get it iron, atom matter, and who would think my core is so tight they chose to name it my pseudonym. People get used to this, used to living in unison. My uses are useless, so they use excuses like hooligan. Give me an asbo, an Asian slag bending over. I came to stab every yola's, the shame I'll have when I'm older. Will spray my back with a joker, way to crack then it's over. To pay the man like a chauffeur, rebring my dad what a donut. Like metaphysically making metaphors mimic me suffering succotage, and I'm killing these suckers simply. Twisting my tongue till I take it, turn it to pages. I made the words into pages and made it burn with the ages. I remember when lyrics used to be gold and we used to using our phone and the youths abusing the flow. I was born in an era where toe to toe would be clever. You choke his throat with the pressure that shows the bloke who was better.
Yo, you just heard right there, that was Broken Pen. You know what I mean? Shout out to Oliver Reese, man like Eager. And on the beat, we had Reezy Ree, aka Rio T. Shouts out to all you lot locked in MCs. If you want to get involved, it's hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. Producers, the subjects to say open mic beat. All you got to do is send us some links to your mother loving music. And we'll get back to you bitches. And the bitchettes, because we don't discriminate anymore.
Never. You know shouts out to Linguistics Tokens. Sam Canisters, UK.com. Hit them up. And for you for tuning into the show, me and Mice are back next Monday, 4 p.m. Missed anything? You can listen back, download as well on the website, foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Up next on Foobar, you got Michael Caine taking care of you.
Michael Caine?
Did I say Michael Caine?
My name is Michael Caine.
I'm going to leave you with some brand new Children of Zeus. Peace.